I got sound if you want to go.
Ready? Rolling.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, talking now.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Now you can hear it in the morning,
Obama.
And you can hear it in the evening,
Obama.
Black man and white woman shouting,
Obama.
Them in a big group and them is moving,
Obama.
So what happens when we go out to a party with some sisters, huh?
We also need to be affectionate. And you can see that with Barack and Michelle as well. They do a lot of touching, kissing, even fisting.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
We're not rich like y'all. That's one thing y'all gonna have to understand. This year, we will be, because we have Barack Obama.
Buy your own damn fries.
What?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'm 6'2", 195-pound monkey.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Now, you got...
Roll another one.
Come on.
Just like the other one.
If it's creamy, I'll eat it.
This one seems to be about to quit.
You dark-sided, Kevin.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Soy Barack Obama. Yo apruebo este mensaje.
Roll another one.
I am looking for Dick, please.
Just like the other one.
Oh, I don't understand what that means.
This one seems to be about to end.
F you.
I don't have another cent.
Okay?
Yes.
Kevin.
Now.
We are not very functional when we're high, which is all the time.
Our feature presentation.
That is true. That's true. We're not very functional when we're not high as well.
Well, I don't know if that would make us better or worse, really. It's
probably
hard to say. We should try.
No change. Welcome. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday, the 27th of February, Ola.
We're going to open up the phone lines for your phone calls right now. A couple people already calling in. There's room for you at 1-800-520-1067, Friday edition of Kevin and Bean's What to Do, Nephew. So would this be a good time to share with the audience the resolution of the continuing saga of Nope.com?
Yeah, but I'd rather do it later as well. I mean, this is... Yeah, go ahead. I mean, we can do it more than once.
It's okay. I can save it if you want.
All right, let's save it.
Okay.
That's strong.
Because Nope.com has been the offstage drama that we've not really been sharing with you yet, but you need to hear about it.
We've been saying it a lot. Our listeners have been saying it a lot, so we checked into it. And Bean has been trying to track down this website. And, man, I'll tell you what. People who just own websites just to sit on them, boy, they're frustrating.
Don't get me started on them.
Those people. Really
they buy them
crazy.
Up, and then they just do nothing with them, and then people who really want them and would use them can't do that because
correct.
The names are already taken. It
or
sucks.
People who would buy them and then do nothing with them themselves get really upset when they can't
sure,
buy
of
them.
Course.
Because that would be us. We would buy it and do nothing ourselves.
How dare you?
You know that's true.
We would do something with Nope.com.
Would we?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah,
I think so. All righty.
Well, all I know
easy
is
to
that
say now.
We had grand ideas for Mullet Hall of Fame when I bought that about 5 years ago, too. But nothing ever
not
came of that either.
Happening there.
You still have
really
that
thought
one?
We really thought that was going to be it. Man, we're going to have everybody in the 909 send us photos. Remember, we were going to put up a big gallery and up Mullet of the Week. We had all sorts of plans planned.
We might need to go through your list of websites that you own again. We do this occasionally. He has about 25.
I do have a few that seem like they have some potential. By the way, the first one I ever bought was younghotandasian.com. How many years has that been? Talk about a gold mine. Oh, talk about, man, sitting on $1 million. Where's younghotandasian.com?
You've been doing that. You've been doing a lot with that one.
I'm just saying, that's the one of all the domain names I own. Isn't that the one that really has the most potential to score?
100%.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. But it's not because you're not doing anything with it, right?
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's my whole point, is that of all the ones that we're wasting, that's the one that hurts me the most.
I see.
That's the one that's just – that's cash on the barrel right there.
Well, it's a waste to have you own it, because you don't really encounter that many young, hot, and Asian people on an island.
He doesn't encounter any human being.
Right.
He's not really –
like, you should kick that one down to me.
I don't encounter a lot of mullets either, but that doesn't mean
you
shouldn't do something with it.
Bean, you should kick that one down to Mike. He would do something with it, and then you could look at it.
Imagine if we were operating Mullet Hall of Fame. Imagine the content you could get just from going to the Auto Club 500 last weekend.
Yeah,
just heading out to NASCAR. You'd
That's
be set.
All right, time for your phone calls on any topic. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
It's good to be the king. That's why we are hooking you up with a $25 crown card from Burger King. Wow, that's a pretty good deal. You give us a call, you get on the air, you walk into Burger King, you got $25 worth of food. Which, by the way, you can, that's like 7 meals.
It is. You can eat for a week.
Please enjoy.
All right, let's go to Mo in Mission Viejo to begin the show today. Hi, Mo.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What's going on?
What it do?
It's the main baby.
Hello.
So I'm listening to that NPR news, and apparently the faculty and staff they're protesting against the ban of junk food, and they specifically said Cheetos because they're adults and they're free to make their own choice or something like that.
Now you're talking about the Flaming Hot Cheetos story, the original one, or this is a new one?
Yeah, well, no, this is a new one. This is just last night.
Okay,
it's playing right now, actually.
All
and
right.
So the faculty,
interesting.
Yeah,
I got you.
Well,
I don't blame
protesting.
I don't blame the faculty, by the way, for saying, look, ban all the foods you want for the kids. If you don't want the kids to drink soda or eat hot Cheetos, I understand why, but I'm a teacher or I'm a principal, and I should be able to have that if I want.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's absurd.
Yeah, and it's funny.
It is funny, and yet not funny at all.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos! I love you so much!
Thanks, Mo. Let's try Jason in Victorville. He's on line 2 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Jason. What's going on, man?
What it do, guys? How you doing, baby boo?
Good. How are you?
What's going on?
Doing great. Well, I could be better. But let me start this off by asking you to please ignore the part of the conversation where I mentioned that I was watching the Dr. Phil show.
Wow. All right.
I saw some of that yesterday, too, Jason.
You need to stop it, and you need to stop it right now.
So I was watching the Dr. Phil show, and Nadia Suleiman was on there, and Dr. Phil is apparently representing all of America.
Wait, is that the Octomom?
Yes.
Okay. That's the Octomom. Yes.
She was on Dr. Phil.
Yeah, the chick with eight babies. And he was representing all of America to try to relieve some of our resentment and hatred towards her.
Mm-hmm.
But it only increased my hatred when at the end of the show, he showed on his website that he has a page to help contribute to her cause.
Wait, what were the reasons he was giving that we shouldn't be upset with her? Because we're going to end up supporting her and all of her kids. What did he say was the difference?
I saw a little bit of it, Jason, and my impression was that he was saying he was trying to ask all the questions that the American people have been asking, which is, you know, are you crazy, for instance?
Yeah.
And give her the opportunity to present the other side to show that she's, in fact, a smart person and a loving person and a capable person and all those things. I don't necessarily think she acquitted herself very well in that interview yesterday. I don't walk away from that television program more confident that she's the woman to raise 14 children. That's for sure. But Dr. Phil, I didn't stay around to the end, so I didn't hear the thing about setting up a link on his page. But he basically said, look, no matter how pissed we are at you, no matter how much people don't like you or don't want to help you, I'm here to make sure that the interest of those kids is first and foremost and to make sure they get what they need. And maybe that's how he led into please help.
Thank God Dr. Phil's there to help us all out.
I think shipping them off to other people.
Adoption for the kids.
Adopt them out.
Yes.
If you care about the kids, adopt them out.
And puffy leg for her.
Good one. It's a thorny issue. I mean, it would be great if we could just be the person to make that decision to adopt those kids out. But do you really want the United States government deciding who gets kids and how many?
Absolutely not. Except for in this case.
Okay. Yes. That's the problem. That is the problem.
All right. Let's go to Ben in Diamond Bar. Good morning, Ben. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
Hi, Ben.
What's going on?
Hey, we want to talk to you guys about the football team that's coming out to, the possible football team that's coming out to L.A.
A lot of rumors. Already building a stadium?
Really?
Not building it yet.
Oh, they're not. I thought they already were. Okay.
No. The city of Walnut and the city of Diamond Bar, they're trying to contest it. They don't want it. But there's a city council meeting in Diamond Bar on the 6th, and they want everybody to come out and support it and everything. But this morning on the news, they're talking about there's 8 possible teams coming out. 3 of them are the Raiders, the Bills, and the Vikings.
Wow.
So
they can keep the Bills.
You guys have an opinion on who you want to come out?
Well, I have a question. It doesn't seem to me, especially with the Bills and the Vikings, like there would be any incentive for them to move. Aren't they in markets where they've been for 40 years, where they're sold out every single game and they get nothing but support?
They are, but they're not on, I'm not sure which year it is, but they're not going to be on contract with their stadium anymore. That's the 8 teams, they're not on contract with their stadium.
Oh, I see. So they could move.
So they can move if they want to. So.
I got you.
I'm not sure if they're going to give them an incentive to move. Or
I think out of those, I would probably go with the Vikings?
I'd want the Vikings, too.
But can't we choose San Diego? Can't we have the Chargers come up?
I wish.
Yeah.
Anything but the Raiders.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, anything but the Raiders. I'm fine with that, dude. That's a great idea.
If we're going to start choosing, can't we just choose the Patriots? I mean, like,
Well, I don't think they're likely to move, Mike. All right. Thank you for the call. Great call. Let's do one more, by the way, because this is news that I hope people are hearing. I think it's Chand or Chande on line 3 in San Dimas. How do you pronounce your name? I'm sorry, dude.
What to do, nephew? It's Chandi.
Chandi. Okay.
Chandi.
You got some good news out of Washington for a change. What's going on?
This is great news, guys. I want to say congratulations to all the bud smokers in California.
Because?
Because as of yesterday, I guess Obama is sticking to his campaign promise, and he's going to stop all the DEA raids on the medical marijuana facilities in California.
No.
And
waka waka!
I hope that's true.
Wow.
He's eliminating them on all the other states, too, in America. There's 13 total states with medical marijuana policies, and now he's going to stop all the raids and stop all the waste of money that they're doing, raiding all the places and
that's
just harassing
huge.
Patients.
I didn't know that the president had the power to do that, but you're interpreting it exactly as I did, which was that was certainly his intention with his remarks yesterday, was to say, look, in states where they have voted in the state that medical marijuana is okay, we're not going to try to supersede that with federal law anymore.
Wow.
And raid. So
that's
I hope that's how it works out.
Yeah, me too. It'll save the country a lot of money. And
sure will.
It'll be a big benefit for all the patients, too. I mean, I just smoked a big old fatty myself right now.
Yes.
Well, on a related note, I have serious glaucoma coming on. So, you know, what am I going to do? Yeah, that's good. That's good news. It's nice to hear anything out of D.C. that involves saving money rather than spending money these days, because there isn't very much of that. So
that's great.
Wow.
By the way, I'd like to applaud the audience for an outstanding round of What It Do Now.
All of them were brilliant.
That was a really intelligent, thoughtful group. I appreciate it.
Sure wish we had a better prize today.
Most days you suck. Yeah, I apologize for that, too.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday, so we've got the movie beat.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what new movies are in the theater. There's
like you need anything else when you got the Jonas Brothers. Come on.
Is that today?
That is today. That's the big release of the weekend.
There's a 19-year-old comedian that has pretty much made it on YouTube. And that's the new formula, it seems like.
Sure.
Guy puts up funny songs and stuff like that. We're going to have him in the studio today.
Great.
Funny dude.
We are going to give away tickets to The Watchmen Hollywood premiere. We are going to talk about hazing at Taft High.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the grand prize drawing for the K-Rock World Tour Destination Number 5, Rise Against, in Tokyo. We are going to send somebody to Tokyo. Sorry.
Is the answer Japan?
It is.
So we got all that coming up today. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 551. By the way, on Monday, we're going to make a little announcement about something. It's kind of a new event that we've never done before.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty exciting, really.
And you will want to be a K-Rock Street Team member, so you might want to go there today and sign up. It takes about 20 seconds, and then we just flood you with email. I mean, it is 5,000 emails a day.
I am a K-Rock Street Team member,
and
literally the only email I ever get are on-sale announcements, you know, where you get a chance to buy tickets for upcoming K-Rock concerts before they go on sale to the public. That's the only thing I ever get from them.
We're not sending out spam or forwards or anything?
We got to start... Doesn't seem like it.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to start forwarding to the street team all of the email that get forwarded to us. Right?
Oh, there you go.
That's evil.
I wish we had a deal where you sign up for the K-Rock Street Team, which is free, by the way, and takes literally 90 seconds to do. I wish that everyone who signs up gets the video link to the girl with the tail. That's what I wish. but unfortunately, no.
Me too.
All right, the final day of Ralph Garman's vacation. Please don't fret, Gar fans. He is going to be back on Monday doing the Showbiz Beat the way it's supposed to be done. In the meantime, this is me, Bean, filling in for this hour, then Kevin next hour. Then I think we got the return of producer Alex is going to be
That's
on
correct.
Again today. And K-Rock Lister Annell is coming back for a second go-round to round out the week for us later on today. Let's start with Chris Martin. We played Coldplay a few minutes ago here on K-Rock. He, according to an interview in the New York Post, is too popular for his own sanity. He's just tired of being so famous. I don't blame him. It would suck to be as famous as Chris Martin.
Everywhere you go, people bug you. You can't be in a bad mood. You can't. I don't know. That would suck.
Yeah.
He is tired of being the famous one. He says he'd like to see some of the other guys in the band get in on the action. He, of course, gets stalked by the paparazzi. He says he wishes his band members would start wearing like crazy clothes and do everything they can to draw the attention away from him. But, I mean, it's kind of built in because, A, you're the lead singer. Right. B, you're the chattiest guy who has the most to say about the group and the world. And C, you married Gwyneth Paltrow, which kind of puts you on the radar of people who ordinarily wouldn't even care about a singer in a rock band.
Plus, he's good at it, and he's funny and entertaining.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Sorry, dude.
He's all humped up.
It's funny because, you know, I was thinking of, Fall Out Boy. Pete Wentz is the one who gets followed everywhere all the time because he married Ashley Simpson. Pat Stump, lead singer, he's pretty much anonymous to most people, even though he's the lead singer of the band. So there is a way to do it. But it sounds to me like Chris Martin is doing all the wrong things if he wants to be under the radar. Speaking of music, Psycho Mike, you choose. You've got two big concert tours going out this summer. You tell me which one is your preference. You got Def Leppard on the road with Cheap Trick and Poison.
Ooh,
that's a big tour that's going out this summer. Okay. Or are you going to go to see REO Speedwagon, Styx, and 38 Special?
Ooh.
Not interested.
I'm going with the Cheap Trick.
Yeah,
Def
first
Leppard.
One. You have to.
Gotta go with the
38
Leppard,
Special is way strong. I'm just not a Speedwagon fan. So
yeah,
those of you who don't know Def Leppard from the 80s, drummer one hand.
Yeah, he's pretty
one
amazing.
Arm. He has one arm.
Yep,
and he drums like a madman.
Yep.
Love
if
that.
Ever there was a guy who thought he was going to lose his job after he lost an arm in an auto accident, it would be a drummer in a rock band. But somehow he figured out a way to make it work. It's pretty impressive. Here's a bunch of TV news. It's hard to believe, but The Simpsons has just been renewed for another two seasons, which will give it 22 seasons on television. It'll be, at that time, the longest-running primetime series in history. Gunsmoke had been the record previously, I think, with 21, but The Simpsons, 22. And it's amazing that they've been able to keep all of those original voices on for 20 years.
Yeah, really.
Well, that's the easiest gig in the world.
Best
it is.
What's
world,
amazing to me is that the writers have figured out a way to keep coming up with new storylines.
Mm-hmm.
After 20 years, haven't you done everything?
Yeah.
You would think so, yeah. Also, here's a surprise to me that this show is still on and still popular. In fact, it shows up in the top 20 of the ratings even now every week, and that is Survivor. It has also been picked up for two more seasons. Jeff Probst is going to be continuing to be the host. He has signed up for a 19th and 20th edition of Survivor.
Wow.
And Wheel of Fortune is airing its 5,000th episode today.
The show has had 5,000th?
5,000th. Yeah, of course, that's a weekday show. You know, it's on five times a week. The show has had over 15,000 contestants, and they have an online viewer loyalty program. I have no idea what you get or why you'd want to be in the Wheel Watchers Club, but nearly 5 million people are.
What?
In the Wheel Watchers Club.
That's just sad. That's just people watching Wheel, they call it Wheel, and Jeopardy every night. That just makes me sad.
Yeah.
Here's a divorce settlement. If you ever have watched the Russell Simmons, Kimora Lee reality TV show, maybe
sadly
maybe you know
I
who they are.
Have a
couple of times. She's the worst.
She's the worst.
She needs to be. Bad things need to happen to her.
Yeah.
Russell Simmons, of course, is a hip hop mogul. He's a guy who was instrumental in starting the Def Jam record label that signed the Beastie Boys and Run DMC and everybody back in the day. Well, they got divorced recently. People Magazine reports that she's going to get $20,000 per month in child support for each of the three kids.
Wow.
Also, a new car worth at least $60,000 that he has to replace every 3 years. And she gets sole custody of the kids. He gets monitored visits. By the way, he's 51. She's 33.
Wow.
But so I don't know that he's happy with that deal, but it's probably worth it to get away from Kimora Lee.
That's
a lot. Whatever it takes.
That's how much he doesn't want to be with her.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's really what that says.
And here's a story I didn't have time for yesterday that's also about Russell Simmons, who, by the way, is 51 years old. He looks great and looks like he's always in great shape.
Yep.
Mike, I want your opinion on this. This is what he does. He told the New York Post that the key to being healthy is to stand upside down every day. He says it makes your heart pump faster because the blood is forced to go in the opposite direction. I know you follow anything that could be used to improve health. Is there anything to that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they say that there's a lot of health benefits to, like, hanging upside down or being upside down for, you know, short periods of time because it increases circulation to parts of the bodies that it doesn't normally get.
Stretches out your spine and stuff.
What do they call it?
Those inversion chairs or whatever?
Decompresses your spine, like Alan said, yeah.
So you recommend that? I mean, is that something you do?
I don't do it. But if it works for Russell Simmons, go ahead. I would imagine that the key to his health and longevity is the $500 million he has, not hanging upside down. So,
right, exactly. Well, that doesn't keep you in shape, the $500 million.
It doesn't hurt.
I would put $400 million of that into Hot Cheetos, and you'd see what it would do to my bottom.
That's what I'm saying. Bean would be 7,000 pounds.
Good point.
Here's another update on the Octomom. Our caller brought up the Dr. Phil interview yesterday, and as crazy as she is, and believe me, she is crazy, at least she has some recognition. She has some sense. She has turned down the Vivid Video offer for the $1 million for the porno movie, and here's what she says. Those guys at Vivid Video must be nuts. Who wants to see me naked? Thank God she's got some awareness, right?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
But then, unfortunately, then she says, maybe in a year when the baby fat goes away. Oh, no, don't think about that in a year. Besides, what will my 14 kids think when they grow up, she says. Well, they won't remember you because they'll have been adopted out to other loving families who will deny your existence.
In a perfect world, yes.
I believe in love and romance, not cheap thrills that belittle women. All right, now you're going a little bit too far coming down on the porn.
Yeah, let's not just take it easy. Here's the only question you need to be asking.
Do you want me to start face up or face down?
That's it. That's the question she should be asking.
It is Friday, new in movie theaters this week. The Jonas Brothers 3D concert experience is going to be, that's going to be the huge box office sensation. You know, when the Miley Cyrus movie opened last year, it made over $30 million, and it was only playing for a week. So it made over $30 million in the first week, and I don't know how much money this one's going to make, but there are a lot of Jonas Brothers fans out there. Also, thanks to the Oscars, they are going to more widely release Kate Winslet's The Reader. It's going to be increased to over 1,000 theaters. Slumdog Millionaire is picking up a whole bunch more theaters. There's another movie called Street Fighter opening up today with the beautiful Kristen Kruk from Smallville. Also, Chris Klein is in that. Neil McDonough, Michael Clark Duncan. That is a young woman embarks on an epic quest for justice. And only one other movie opening up this weekend, and I haven't heard anything about this. It's in limited release, but it is in a couple of theaters in Los Angeles. It's a new Harrison Ford film called Crossing Over.
Never heard of it.
Harrison Ford, Ray Liotta, and Ashley Judd.
It's an immigration, something about immigration.
That's right, immigrants seeking new lives in Los Angeles. Yeah. But we will get a review of all those films in the 8 o'clock hour this morning as Mr. Movie Phone stops by to fill in for Ralph on the movie beat. Today's celebrity birthdays. Let's see. Kevin, one of your all-time favorite actresses. Oh, wait, you've never seen anything she's ever done. Elizabeth Taylor turned 77 years old today.
She's just an old person that's in the tabloids. That's what I know about her.
Lakers great James Worthy turns 48 today.
Now you're talking.
Big game.
Grant Shove from Melrose Place and more recently from the Swinger Show on CBS is 47 years old today. Donald Logue from Life is 43 years old today. Chili from TLC turns 38. Singer Josh Groban is 28. And here's one for you, Mike. Do you know the name Adrian Smith?
Adrian Smith does not sound familiar to me. Who is he?
He is your guitarist for Iron Maiden.
Ooh.
He turns 52 today, and that is the K-Rock Showbiz Beat.
106.7 K-Rock is...
What is that? Come on.
KROQ?
That's not trying, right?
Well, it certainly sounds like they were just continuing rolling after the song was done recording.
Anthony's clearing his throat, whatever. Yeah. All right, big program today. We got the movie beat coming up. We got more tickets for The Watchmen for you today. We'll talk about high school hazing, which sounds like the new High School Musical franchise, but it's not. It's something bad that's going on. First, though, what's going on with your boy Manny Ramirez, Kevin? Because it seems like that spring training has already begun, and he wanted to come to Los Angeles and claims to love it in Los Angeles, and they're offering him a crap load of money, yet still he says no.
This is the fourth offer the Dodgers have made him, and no other teams are bidding.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Well, isn't it time for take it or leave it then? Isn't it time for, Manny, this is a great offer and you don't have any other options, so either you play or you don't and we'll be fine? Here's the Dodgers. We've been around a long time.
Here's the latest offer that the Dodgers made to Manny Ramirez.
Okay.
They were offering him $25 million for the first year. If he doesn't play well or whatever, he can get an automatic second year worth $20 million, regardless of how he plays. At the end of the first year, if he plays well, he can tear up the contract for the next year and take bids again from other teams.
Wow.
Okay.
That seems good.
His agent, this guy Boris, who apparently is a real ball buster
of
an agent, And he's got all the super high profile clients, and he just, I mean, he turned it down. He said no.
Because why?
You got me. I don't have any idea. But, you know, now the McCourts are saying even with an economy that has substantially eroded since last November, out of respect for Manny and his talents, we actually improved our offer. So now we start from scratch.
Wow. I heard that the hang-up is over deferred payments, the fact that he would get $10 million next year, $10 million the next year, and then even if he's playing or not, he'd get another $10 million, another $10 million, and then $5 million at the end to round out the
payment. Yeah, that would suck.
Well, it would be tough. That money right up front.
It'd be tough to get it in 5 years instead of in two. Well, let's find out, because we have number 99 on the phone with us right now from your Los Angeles Dodgers, maybe. Manny Ramirez joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Manny.
Hey, good morning, baby. How you doing, baby? How you doing?
Huh? We're good. How are you?
I'm doing great, Kevin and Bean. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Little man, hi. How you doing, baby?
Well, you sound awfully upbeat for a guy who's unemployed.
Well, I'm always upbeat. I love Los Angeles, love to play the baseball. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's a super good life. I have a good life, you know?
Now, have you read the article by Bill Plesky in the LA Times?
Yeah, man. It made me sad. It made me sad. You know, made me cry. The tears come from my eye, you know, because I love to play the baseball. You know, I love Los Angeles. I want to be Dodger.
Okay, so they offered you $25 million guaranteed and then $20 for a second year if you won it.
Oh, it's not about the money, baby. It's not about money. My grandma bought me a baseball hat with Dodger on it when I was a little boy.
Okay.
And right. I want to be Dodger. And right. I just want a simple list of stuff I need.
Why don't you just say yes if you've always wanted to be a Dodger? Why don't you just instruct your agent, Scott Boras, to just say yes?
Oh, because, baby, the Dodgers, I tell them what I want, and they say, more money, more money, more. I said, no, I don't want the money. I want a couple things you could do for me, Mr. McCourt. You know, I play the baseball. Oh. That's what I do. I hit home run.
All right,
what kind of stuff could be more of a deal breaker than cash?
I want a pony.
What?
Well, can't you buy a pony with $25 million?
How cool would be a pony? Your house is
a guy who's gone half the year, it doesn't seem like a pony is really going to be happy at your house, Manny. It doesn't sound very practical.
Be fun, have pony.
I'm going to give
about
you the
big box of fireworks. Boom. Every day.
But Manny, this is stuff you could buy with $25 million.
But you light them, the boom. Right, we know. Big box of fireworks, man.
We know how fireworks go.
I want an Afro pick.
Okay.
Can you do that, man?
That can't
all
be
right,
more
baby.
Than $2.
I love Afro pig. It's so cool. In the 70s, they go around with their hair, and they do it in their hair. It look cool.
But don't you have the dreads now?
Maybe I'll grow an Afro.
Okay.
I want to sing a song with T-Pain.
With T-Pain?
Yeah.
Well, what does that have cool, to do right? with the Dodgers? That's not something that the Dodgers have.
Hey, this is where the entertainment comes, right? In Los Angeles.
Baby. Right.
Yeah, baby. So I sing a song with T-Pain. It'd be great.
Okay, but if you're a very popular
man,
Dodger.
Like the bartender. That'd be good, right?
But Manny, what Kevin is saying is you're already Manny Ramirez. Just have your people pick up the phone and call T-Pain, and I'm
you
sure you'd be fine.
You ever seen the movie Friday, Nightmare on Elm Street, man, with Freddy?
Yeah.
I want a glove like that with big knife. You know, big glove and knives on it.
Well, this isn't. None of this good, is baby, making right? any sense.
So
this
fun.
Is all.
I want a trampoline.
What do you want a trampoline for?
The jump. Jump,
oh,
baby.
To jump.
It's so much fun to do the flips. I want a big Viking ship.
What?
Yeah.
What would you do with a Viking ship?
Oh, I wear my Viking helmet. I sail around. I say, I'm Viking.
Right, you're not Flava Flav, Manny. Come on. Come back down
shark.
To earth with us.
Give me a shark.
A shark.
Yeah, baby. Give me a shark. Can
okay.
I have a shark?
You're asking the Dodgers for stuff that has nothing to do with them. Take Kevin's advice and your $25 million will buy as much.
A Playboy magazine. The girls, they get naked in there.
Okay, Manny, you probably have $100 million right now. Go buy one.
Give me a Playboy, bro.
Go buy
Come on,
one.
Baby. That's all I want. I want an Octomom to pitch me batting practice.
All right, you're just making
be?
Stuff up.
That would be funny.
He sucks at pitching, and I hit home runs real far. I suck. I want a ShamWow.
A ShamWow.
Yeah.
Really?
Absorbs a lot.
It's a $10 item. You can get like 20 of them for $10, Manny. Come on. This is just crazy. Just say yes to the Dodgers and come back and play, all
well,
right?
I'm naming all the stuff I want, man. You know what I'm saying, baby doll?
Yeah,
you
but,
can make this happen, right?
But
I
Manny,
want a unicorn.
Yeah, we okay, can't make
can't
a unicorn happen.
Make that happen though.
Why not?
Well,
they don't exist.
I want a unicorn. I'll ride on the rainbow. You know, they say, hey, you just being Manny being Manny. You
right.
know? And I don't know what that means because I love to play the baseball and I'm hungry.
Okay. Get some food.
Yeah.
In the LA Times article, it says, this is not Manny being Manny. This is Manny being stupid.
I want a rainbow. I have my own bee rainbow. That'd be okay. Cool, right?
It would all be right. Cool.
Manny's gone by. good luck to you, Manny, being unemployed.
Okay, I love to play baseball. Thank you.
Okay. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 21 minutes after 6 o'clock.
That's the band, by the way. We've been giving away tickets all week long to see at the Forum this summer, and the grand prize drawing is going to be 1 hour from right now to send you to see Rise Against in Tokyo, Japan. Hey, I thought I could sneak it by. Watchmen red carpet premiere with all the stars is going to be Monday at the Grauman's Chinese. Now, this is many days ahead of when it opens next Friday, and we have been playing some games and giving away some tickets for the Watchmen all week long, but we've been getting a ton of emails from people who say, you don't know, man. The Watchmen is my life. Yeah. I have to be there. And those are the people we're talking to right now.
Imagine what I'm getting. I've been the host of many games. I don't know. I know nothing about it, pretty much.
That must
and these people are,
them.
Oh, they're so angry. So we're going to let you call if you're a huge fan and tell us why you need to be at the movie premiere on
okay.
Monday. And just how big a fan are you? You got a tattoo? You have what? I mean, what is it that makes you a huge fan?
Okay.
So we'll take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Bean, what's the problem?
You named your kid Dr. Manhattan. Whatever the story is, we want to hear about it. What's the problem with what? What do you mean?
What's the problem with you and the website, dude? Because this has been going on behind the scenes off the air for a couple of weeks, right?
Yes. A couple of months, really.
Couple of months.
What happened is that Kevin had a flash of inspiration one time. I think it was when we were talking to the guy who was putting on the Thriller Dance, the guy who was doing the synchronized 100 people dancing the Thriller Dance in Hollywood,
no,
right?
No, I don't think it was that. I think it was when the dude from the Detroit Lions was trying to give us the football team.
Is that what it was?
Okay. He's like, L.A., take our football team.
Yes.
So we had that guest on, and he was promoting his website, and Kevin came back with this very witty reply.
By the way, I'm going to start a new website that is just nope.com.
So it just, for some reason, it struck us all as so funny. It just caught on like wildfire, and now we say it, and the listeners say it, nope.com has become part of our language. I mean, it's just something that we use every single day on this show. It just comes to mind. It always makes us laugh. So we thought, well, the next obvious step is nope.com obviously is a website domain name. We have to go find out if it's being used. Well,
right, and then we can put up all the stuff that we think nope.com
sure.
that belongs on there. And then when you go
exactly.
there, you'll see the list of things that are bad.
Exactly. Yeah. The listeners would love it. It'd be a lot of fun. So the problem is, this far into the internet age, is there you almost can't think of a regular word that hasn't already been bought up as a domain name. There
that's
are
true.
You know, there are companies that's just what they did, is they went out and they bought thousands of names that you would never imagine that they could need, but they just want to make sure they had them, right?
Yep.
So nope.com has been owned since 2001. And I thought, well, you know, I got there's nothing to lose here, so I went into the registry to find out who was the owner of nope.com, and I started emailing them and saying, "Hey, I'm interested to find out if nope.com is available, if you might be willing to part with it."
What was he doing with it?
There are thousands of sites on the web that you go to, and a lot of them are those words that you accidentally misspell, and then you end up at a site anyway. And what they are is they're placeholders. Is they're just a collection of links. I mean, if you go to nope.com right now, click here for wedding registry information.
Oh,
click
yeah.
here if you need a lawyer. Yes. Click here if you want to buy a boat. I mean, it's just that's all it is advertising. And he's got some sort of deal, no doubt, where he gets a percentage of any click-throughs. If somebody clicks through and buys something, he probably gets a little bit of
no
a kickback.
No doubt is on that site?
No. So I wrote to the guy and I said, "Hey, are you interested in selling nope.com?" I didn't hear anything back. So I waited about a week and then I sent another note that said, "Still inquiring about nope.com. What can you tell me?" Never heard anything back. So then I went and got the actual physical mailing address off the registry page and I typed up a letter and sent it in the U.S. mail. And I guess that's what did the trick because that got his attention. I got an email back from a guy. And this is moniker.com, which is a domain registrar company. That's what they do is they hold on to site names and sell them. That's they're a broker, basically. So he wrote me back, "Dear Bean, thank you for your inquiry. This registrant has a build-out strategy for their domains. They may consider a serious offer. What do you have in mind?" Now, I don't speak internet, but I think that means that it sounds like he eventually was going to do something with it or had some plans down the road. So this guy was tipping me off to the fact that it may cost more than I want.
And serious offer doesn't, not $10. I mean, they want to make some money on the deal.
Right.
Okay. Exactly. So I went to the Bean team, and I had them do some research on what similar type names are selling for and what would be a reasonable amount to offer, because I wanted to come back with something that was in the ballpark, so at least we keep the conversation going, right?
Who's on the B team, yeah, exactly? The Bean team.
I got a staff.
Who's that?
I got people.
You got no one.
So I wrote back and said, I appreciate you getting back to me. I think a $500 offer would be more than fair. I'm familiar with similar domain names going in the $200 to $300 range, but I don't want to waste either of our time by nickel and diming this. Please let me know. Now, I thought $500 was pretty generous for a guy who sat on a site now for 8 years and isn't doing anything with it.
Yeah. And how many people are clicking through on that? Come on.
Yeah, I would think 200 would be a lot. I mean,
I would think so too.
If you think of one that no one has, it's only like $5, right? Or a buck.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, exactly. So I was trying to just close this deal out. And by the way, I have super secret inside sources that were able to kind of track the traffic to that site. That site was getting next to nothing until about 6 weeks ago.
Which is when we started saying it.
And now all of a sudden people are hitting on it, right? So I don't know if that led to the guy thinking that now maybe he's got something. Hey, I don't know why this guy's asking, but Nope.com is blowing up. Nah. It's taking off.
I got to hang on to that. But then your $500 offer came and he had to go, wow.
Nope.com.
Absolutely.
No, because he's now making some money on it, right?
Well, you tell me, Lisa, because here's the response that I got back yesterday afternoon. I was very excited to see an email because I thought, well, this is going to be simple because I made the guy a $500 offer, which I think you all agree is fair, right?
It is fair.
It's more
than
fair, it seems like. That's the I don't want to haggle price.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just here, take a lot of money and we'll just part our ways.
Dear Bean, the email begins, the registrant won't even consider anything less than $100,000. Let me know if I can assist you with a different name, sincerely. To which I reply,
Nope.com.
$100,000? It's not sex.com. It's not realestate.com. It's not your mom naked.com. Come on.
Are you going to counter offer? All right, $520.
$100,000. Look, I love the listeners, and I think Nope.com is funny, but I'm afraid it's not going to happen this time. Great director in Zack Snyder. He did 300. Great cast, by the way, for the Watchmen movie. The red carpet premiere is going to be Monday in Hollywood, and then it opens next Friday. And we are looking for those hardcore Watchmen fans who have, well, they've tried, but they haven't been able to stump Kevin this week, so they haven't already gotten their ticket. So now this is their last chance, and they're desperate to go.
This is one of those things that brings out the nerds. Sorry. It really
it's
does.
Okay. They know they're nerds.
Comic book nerds, and they know everything about the story. And if you try to tell them anything, oh, no, that's not correct. So we're going to talk to them now. Okay. Biggest fans of The Watchmen. We're going to try and give away some tickets to the premiere. This is Paul in Placentia. Good morning, Paul.
Hi. Hey, it's me.
Oh, hey. What's up, Paul? Watchmen fan, I take it?
Oh, yeah. I'm in comics. Absolutely.
Yeah, true.
Well, that's true. Now, explain to us in layman's terms, since we're not in comics, what it is about The Watchmen that makes it so different and stand out from all the other superhero mags.
I don't know, because it was complete and comprehensive. It showed heroes in a light that were never shown before. You know, it's not all rah-rah. You kind of believe it could happen.
How many of The Watchmen have superpowers?
Only one, really.
Dumb. I mean, it seems like they should all have some kind of superpower, right?
Right, but, you know, that wouldn't be realistic.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, just one superpower, that's realistic.
Yeah, that's realistic that one guy has it, right. Paul, it says here that you made a Lego figure. What's that about?
Yeah, a few months back when this was starting to be promoted, I made Lego versions of the Watchmen posters. So I made some Lego, like, Dr. Manhattan figures.
What kind of time do you have on your hands?
That's what we're looking for. Kind of commitment we're looking for is a guy who's building Lego characters of Watchmen characters is somebody who needs to be at the movie on Monday.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, there you go.
You win.
See you there. Thanks for the call, dude. Let's try Joe in Anaheim. He's on line 5 this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Joe, welcome. Big Watchmen fan, I take it.
Oh, yes. Good morning, everybody.
Hi. Good morning.
What's the deal?
Yeah, it was about 3 or 4 years ago at the Comic-Con. Now, I'm a true nerd. I'm a huge guy. I'm about 300 pounds. So comic books kind of got me through my young life. And I dressed up like Warshak to the Comic-Con. And, of course, having an opposite of body dimorphism. And it was pretty embarrassing. I kind of looked like a giant avocado in the Comic-Con.
Excellent.
By the way, that Jackie Earl Haley is such a great actor, the guy who's playing Rorschach. Yeah. I'm really excited to kind of see what he does with that. But
same here.
Yeah, you seem like the man. You seem like a guy. Let's give Joe 3 seats. How about that? He's gonna need them.
Congratulations.
All right, let's try Louis or Louis San Gabriel line 8 on the Kevin DeMeade Show. Hey Lou, welcome to the show, dude. What's up?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
You doing some dress up in your life? I see.
Yeah, a couple years back, I dressed up as a comedian and kind of coaxed my girlfriend into having sex with me.
As the comedian?
As the comedian.
And describe to people what the comedian looks like, what you were wearing as you were getting it on.
Well, basically, I kind of had like a leotard look, but I mean, he's kind of like a cross between, like, let's say, like, if anybody knows a more popular figure of Nick Fury.
Sure.
Kind of like that look. Mm-hmm. So, kind of like a leotard, like some fake kind of armor and like a masquerade mask.
She left you shortly after that, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to suggest he never had her. That's what I'd like to suggest. This is just a dream.
That's possible.
Louis?
Yeah.
Ever had sex, really?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Under that kind of blistering cross, I can see how.
Let's try a chick and see what Michelle in Glendale has for us. Good on line 4. Because this whole week has been a sausage fest. Let's face it. There's not been a lot of girls. We had a couple, but not too many. Michelle, what's going on with you and the Watchmen?
Guys, I actually just read it maybe like 3 months ago, but I loved it so much that I would sneak out of work to read it. And I've read it multiple times. I read it like 3 or 4 times, and I would sneak out during the day.
You would sneak out of work? What kind of job do you have?
I work an office job, and they're really strict about us staying in the office to make sure we're working, and I work for an architect company.
So you would just go out into your car in the parking
lot? I would go out into my car in the parking lot, and I would read it.
Wow. That's pretty addicted.
Who's your favorite character and why, Michelle?
I love Dr. Manhattan because he's super sexy.
And super blue. Is that him?
Super blue, yeah.
All right, well, let's see if they can make it a movie. You're going to see it days ahead of everybody else. We'll see you Monday at the premiere, all right?
Thank you.
Hold on.
Okay. Making some people very happy here. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Stacy in West Covina on line 6, another chick and another dress-up. Hey, Stacy, welcome to the Kevin DeMeade Show. What's going on with you and the Silk Spectre?
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
I actually went to a convention, just like that other guy dressed up as the Silk Spectre, and I don't know, it was a really good time, and I'm going to be going to the midnight premiere dressed up, too.
So many questions. I don't know where to start. What happened to the guys at that comic book convention when you dressed up like that?
You know, you got a lot of looks, a lot of creepy ones, and a lot of pictures.
Sure.
Imagine the ShamWows they could sell at that convention with her walking around as a Silk Spectre. I'm just saying.
Let me ask this question, and I mean no offense. Were you the fat Silk Spectre?
Oh, not even. I'm like 5'6". I weigh like 110 pounds.
All right.
Oh, hey now.
Hey, checking. We'd like to see your costume, maybe for the website. We'd like to see. Maybe you could send us a picture when you guys go to the premiere, right?
Sure, I could do that.
Yeah, she's fat.
Okay.
Thanks, Stace. Fat.
All right. Let's try Travis in Canoga Park on line 7. Hey, Travis. This is a little bit of a twist. What have you done to honor the Watchmen?
I'm in a band, and we dress up in costume, and we have a song that Rorschach, all the lyrics and stuff are taken straight from the comic book.
So you do the comic book as a song?
Yeah.
What are some of the lyrics to the Rorschach song?
I'm not the singer, I'm the trombone player.
Wait a minute.
He's a trombone player in a band that dresses up and sings comic book songs.
I gotta tell
Travis
you.
Travis is the best.
But trombone? Since when is that on any band except for a marching band?
Yeah, I was gonna say, you're a marching band, aren't you?
Well, it works somehow.
You play trombone.
In a punk band.
In a punk band.
That dresses up and sings songs about comic book characters. This is the best. Travis, you will never, ever, ever get laid. Not even by accident, not even if you pay for it.
Have you ever tried the rusty trombone?
Oh!
Oh, come on.
Travis is disgusted. Travis, you're the guy that plays the trombone in a band. You got to give him a certain amount of points for just having the balls to just let it hang out there.
Absolutely.
I play trombone.
There's really just real big fish in you. That's about it. All right, Travis, you're going to be our last call. We're going to hook you up with tickets for Monday night and take your imaginary wife with you. Have a great time at the Watchmen, okay?
Thank you.
you.
And bring your trombone and serenade everybody while you're waiting for the movie to start.
Of course.
Okay, thank you.
And now, a moment with Bean.
A lot of people who are into, you know, one sort of athletic sports, they're really into other ones, too. They, you know, they like to kind of do both.
That was a moment with Bean.
Well, I was making a great point there. You got to give credit.
You were trying to make a great point.
What's going on at Taft High with the hazing? Are we fear or again it? Have we decided? Is it not good?
I'm for it.
Kevin's up for it.
I think
absolutely.
Hazing is awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that, give you some details, take your stories coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Also, the World Tour Destination Number 5, sending you to see Rise Against in Tokyo, Japan, is coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. And Mr. Movie Phone with the Movie Beat later on this morning as well. First, though, Ralph's on vacation. He comes back Monday. It's Kevin's turn this hour to enlighten us with what's going on in Hollywood.
The Octomom. Turn down the porn from Vivid Entertainment.
Well, thank God there's some sanity.
But Cindy Adams of the New York Post continues to hear rumors.
Yeah.
That everybody says she's on food stamps and public assistance.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many rumors about her buying over $1 million house. Cindy Adams from the New York Post has a $1.2 million house they're getting ready to move into.
Yeah, I heard that too.
I don't know if this is something new or if this is a residual fallout from when she went to a house like that was on the market that they used as a staging for a television interview. And that's why she was there. But she's getting watched around the clock, so it seems like they would kind of know where she is and what she's doing.
Doesn't that sound scary? I mean,
sounds impossible.
I hope that doesn't happen.
But I don't know how she could.
Her mom's going to lose her house, though. I haven't heard anyone step up and say they're going to pay that back mortgage on the house that they haven't paid on in 10 months.
Neither is the daughter. She's not talking about that either. She's just going to move out.
Sorry, Mom. Sucks to be you.
Madonna's new boyfriend is named Jesus Luce. He's a 22-year-old model.
Mm-hmm.
And he told In Touch, I love that Madonna just goes for the super young Hispanic model dude.
That's her guy. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
She's like 52 now and just a piece of beef jerky. She's not looking good. But she still goes for Jesus Luce.
Oh. And she can still get him, too.
And Jesus in Touch magazine says he doesn't care if people condemn him for his relationship with Madonna. And then he goes on to say, quote, we cannot forget that Jesus was condemned.
What?
Well.
So if you remember that, then it's okay that he's being condemned.
And his name is Jesus.
Jesus.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't know how many people would go, look, you guys are abusing me. Jesus was abused as well. That doesn't seem to stand up, but okay. Dev Patel, who is the star of Slumdog Millionaire, told Us Weekly that he didn't always like his big ears. And by the way, I don't know if you've seen him on the talk shows or anything. He's got some giant ears.
Well, you can see it in the movie, too. Yeah.
He's Dumbo. He is definitely Dumbo.
Compared to the size of his head, which seems to be really small.
Yeah.
He's not a big fan of his ears. Now, see, that's the difference between him and me. I have a giant head with giant ears. So I don't think they don't stand out as much. My head is shocking.
Right.
Right. He's more Dumbo. Yes. You're more Macy's Thanksgiving Day float parade.
Yes. But Dev Patel says he's a little bit better with it now that Barack Obama is the president of the United States because he also has Dumbo ears.
They do kind of have that same look.
You look at him, and for a long time, I didn't notice it. I would just lie and say, oh, that's Barack Obama. But then all of a sudden, one day, it hit me. You look at his ears. Just look at just his ears, and you will be shocked and amazed.
It's going to be like Julia Roberts' fane. Once I start looking at his ears, I won't be able to stop.
That's correct.
Yeah.
He can fly, by the way, Barack Obama. If the wind comes up behind him right, he will take off.
Rapper DMX is in prison serving time in Arizona for a bunch of charges, and he can add suspicion of aggravated assault to the list.
What?
On Sunday, he allegedly threw a tray of food at a corrections officer who accused him of stealing a meal.
Oh, boy.
He's just a dick through and through. There's nothing good about DMX except some of his records.
The only thing I found fascinating about him is that he did try to use as a defense one time in court that he got raped by a woman.
I remember that.
That was something. But apparently he's stealing a meal. The rapper's serving 90 days in jail with 18 months probation. But that could all change because of this, because he threw his food at the dude.
He might stand there for a really long time because he's going to keep doing crap like this.
Yes, he is. I think some people just can't help it.
Yeah.
Like,
especially the guys. The guys who get the dog fighting convictions, I'm happy to see them stay as long as possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true. MGMT is suing the French president, Nicolas Sarkozy.
For what?
They're suing the French president.
For being so French?
Because he's too French. Yes, that's what they say. No, at NME.com,
Apparently, he was using their song Kids online and to promote him as he was running for president.
Oh.
This is the exact same story that was happening with John McCain.
Yep.
With every band in America.
He I'm sorry, what song? Which song was he using?
Kids.
Okay.
Oh.
And they're asking for money. They say it's not an oversight. He picked it on purpose, and he needs to pay them money.
They might win that.
And I would suggest that they do as he does as well, because that's a good song.
Yeah.
Britney Spears is going to get sawed in half.
Whoa.
That's not a sex joke. Apparently, she's going to have a lot of magic on her circus tour if she ends up going.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Magic. Anything that'll take away from singing.
You guys remember, wasn't she meeting with the douchebag Chris Angel?
Yeah. Yep.
About her tour?
Yeah.
I think they were supposed to perform something
at an MTV
show, and
yes.
It ended up falling through.
Now she's using illusionist comedian Ed Alonzo, who's known as, quote, the misfit of magic.
Britney Spears. What about her?
The misfit. He's a wild card. He plays by his own rules. He's a magician on the outs. So she's going to use him, and he says right away she got into the boxes, into the magic contraptions. What the hell's going on this show?
I don't know.
We're going to do a lot of classic magic, but with a little high tech. We'll be doing a little dissection, transposition, a vanish, an appearance. And if I do a trick, she won't just hold the prop. She's actually getting inside the big boxes, or I'm slicing her up.
Listen, man. Speaking of getting inside the big box, it's being sawed in half.
That's not even sexy.
There are a lot of rumors that she's not gutted to her, but if she does, magic.
Wow, this is going to be something.
It's hard to believe that magic is still alive anywhere, especially outside of Las Vegas, but it certainly is. Did you know that Storytellers was still going on? Did you have any idea that was the case?
VH1 Storytellers?
Yeah.
Yeah, very rarely do they put a new one on, but yeah, once in a while.
Kanye West did a Storytellers.
Oh.
And he was talking about the Grammys, and apparently he idolizes Radiohead. And he can, you know, he has a high opinion of himself.
Yeah,
Kanye.
He does. More than most anyone else.
He says that Tom York, he considers him one of his few creative rivals.
Oh, okay.
He's a guy who almost comes up to my level, Kanye says.
Right. Most people can eat my dust, but Tom York, he's close.
But when they were at the Grammys, Kanye went up to say hi, and Tom York allegedly snubbed him. What? I don't know how. I don't know if he was walking someplace or if he didn't hear him or what. Who has any idea? It's Kanye.
Maybe Kanye wasn't in his correct line of sight.
So that but he's got two. So shouldn't he see everything?
He would think so.
So when Radiohead performed at the Grammys, you know what Kanye did?
Right.
Here's his quote from Storytellers. He destroyed them. So when he performed at the Grammys, I sat the F down.
Oh.
He did. Bird. He sat down.
Wow.
Yep. Showed sure Radiohead.
How crazy is that? Radiohead was playing and Kanye was sitting the F down.
Damn.
That had to hurt.
It's
that had to sting.
On.
That went deep.
It is on.
I am the number one human being in music.
Yeah.
That means any person that's living or breathing is number two.
Right. Okay. But at least Tom York was number two until the snub. Now he's not even that.
Damn.
You know what Kanye did? Sat the F down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't forget Terminator is on Fox tonight and Dollhouse.
Oh, Dollhouse is so good.
I just want to mention that because both of those shows are good. I know Terminator's kind of having a hard time. Dollhouse is great, a great new show.
Yep.
So don't forget that that's on television tonight.
I've got the Return of America's Next Top Model on the CW tonight. I'm booked up.
Is
are
that
you
still
serious?
Hosted by...
Yes,
Tyra Banks.
Oh, dear
that's
God.
That's back again.
Back again for like the 15th cycle. It's unbelievable that show's still on the
air.
But
you're just joking about watching it.
I'm just joking about
okay,
it,
yes. Celebrity birthdays, guitarist Neil Schon of a band is 55.
Yeah, come on.
Journey, come on.
I don't want to say that because then Miss Cleo will
come Miss Cleo will come in and sing. Yeah, two Journey birthdays in a row this week. I don't know what's going on.
Adrian Smith, guitarist for Iron Maiden, is 52.
Woo!
Lead singer of Lynyrd Skynyrd, maybe second or third lead singer, is 49. Johnny Van Zandt. James Worthy, Big Game James.
Come on.
48 years old. Donald Logue from that show Life is 43.
He's so good on that, too.
Josh Groban is 28. And Chili of TLC is 38. And that's your showbiz report. We're going to come right back, and we are going to talk about hazing at Taft.
We got a kid who graduated from high school last year who managed to turn his YouTube videos into a successful comedy career. Now he's got an album, a tour, the whole deal. Bo Burnham is his name. He joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, it's Friday. That means Mr. Movie Film will be here to tell you what's in cinemas today.
And we got the grand prize drawing for K-Rock's World Tour. We're going to send somebody to Tokyo to see what it's against. But first, hazing at Taft High School. Taft is in
Tarzan or Woodland Hills? One of the two.
I'm not really sure.
I think
sure.
maybe Woodland Hills. Here's the story about what happened.
Half a dozen employees here at Taft High School have been transferred to non-student sites. This while tonight the district investigates how the personnel handled a case of possible child abuse. Accusations of student-on-student hazing loom over the boys' varsity volleyball team. The LAUSD confirms it reassigned six staff members at Taft, including teachers, for possible failure to disclose the hazing allegations.
So they don't think any of the adults at the school were involved in the hazing.
Right.
It was all kid on kid, but they did not report it in a timely fashion, and that's against the violation. That's against the rules. But yeah. Apparently, LA, whatever the hazing was, and they're not saying, and by the way, I'd love to know, apparently the LAPD is investigating it as being potentially criminal.
Yeah, that
it's got to be some serious stuff if that's what's going on.
That's what
here.
I'm thinking, but we've read a bunch of articles and there's no information on exactly what the hazing was, and doesn't that make a difference?
It does to me.
So, I think it does.
Absolutely.
Maybe somebody who goes to Taft or perhaps another school in the area who has that kind of information would like to call us at 1-800-520-1067 because in my mind, pretty much most hazing is fantastic and God loves it. God gives hazing the thumbs up.
I am no fan of hazing. I got to be honest. I am no fan of humiliating somebody just so that they can be part of the group. I'm really
How
not.
Is that but, not the best thing ever?
But maybe that's because, Kevin, you grew up being part of the group and I grew up not being part of the group. So okay. maybe we're coming at it from different perspectives. But I do think that it does matter very greatly what the hazing is because, let's face it, if somebody put whipped cream in your sneakers and you put them on and ha-ha, that's the joke, then nobody's getting hurt. They're just goofing off, right? But if they make you drink 2 gallons of water and you almost die from poison, you know, water poisoning. Now you're talking, you're getting into an area where it's just dangerous and stupid.
Nope, that's fine too. That's all, it's all good.
I know you played a lot of sports growing up. There have to have been some serious hazing going on.
Yeah,
but most of the time
it's stuff that doesn't reach this level. I mean, they seem to be freaking out about it, calling the police.
Well, tell me what you guys did. Do you remember?
Not really, because it wasn't like, memorable stuff years later. It was just...
Yeah. They'll go to, in the middle
around.
Of the night to your house
yeah,
and get
sure.
you up and...
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of stupid stuff like that for the most part.
I had my head shaved a couple times,
oh,
which
really?
Is not really that big a deal.
That's
and
fine.
I,
yeah.
One in particular I remember is the summer before my freshman year at pre-football camp, you know, the older kids made us chew tobacco and they didn't tell us how. So half the kids
that's
got real sick
because you swallowed
nasty.
It.
Yeah,
the other
of
half,
course.
Like me, ended up chewing tobacco for like 10 years.
Yes.
Okay, now that's not so good.
Yeah, but did Psycho Mike bitch and go to the police? No.
He did not. He should have,
right.
but he didn't.
Wow.
We do have some calls from Taft that we'll take in a moment, but we're in particular looking for your hazing stories, the things that you did and had done to you and the stories you heard, because there's such a wide range of things that can be considered hazing. And some of them are pretty harmless, some of them not so much.
Hazing is a fun way to show a new employee that she is not welcome or liked.
Well, there's that too. Let's try Chris in Long Beach on line one on the Kevin and Bean Show. Chris may have some information on what's going on at Taft in the Valley. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show, dude.
Hey, you know, I don't know if it's officially like what happened or not, but I heard on the news that it was like kind of like a sexual assault.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah, they, I guess they were in the locker room, and they had a sex toy, and they were trying to poke it in.
Oh, okay.
Now that goes beyond what's acceptable for hazing.
All
Kevin,
right now.
Do you draw the line there, Kevin?
I draw the line right at the sphincter. Yes. I have a sphincter line.
Wow.
Chris, really?
That's a song.
Yeah,
well,
no
wonder.
I heard this, I think, either earlier this week or like towards the end of last week.
Wow.
And
well, that does sound criminal.
Knew this and didn't tell anyone?
Wow.
Okay. I see the problem.
See, when you said you heard it was a sex act, I thought they made you like hit on an ugly chick or something
no,
like that.
No,
you
that's
know, just
not a sex act.
No, you know what I mean. I mean something more in that direction, something that would be kind of embarrassing but not harmful. I didn't know that it was going to involve a broomstick or whatever.
Wow,
it was,
that's not as funny as most hazings.
All right, why don't we wipe that ugly image out of our mind and move on to fun hazing? You want to do that instead?
Dylan from Calabasas says that he has a friend that goes to Taft and that it was a sex toy thing.
Okay.
How badly do you have to want to play volleyball?
That is
I mean,
good.
Don't you say, hey, I'd like to be on the volleyball team. And then they go, okay, you're going to be hazed with this. And then you go, I'm out.
I don't think they tell you ahead of time, Kevin.
Wow.
That might be the problem.
Wow, that's not good. All right, so let's do funny hazings.
Okay, let's clear the lines and clear our palate and move on to hazings that really didn't involve you sitting on it. And you can call us at 1-800-520-1067. Funny hazing. Your call's next on the world famous K-Rock.
When you're getting your ass hammered by guys, there's no better feeling than to have that done.
Actually, no, we're staying away from Taft High. We're not talking about the hazing that's in the news at Taft. We're talking about funny hazing instead at 1-800-520-1067. Something that doesn't involve maybe the broom closet.
Seriously. It's something that doesn't involve the ass. I don't know what's going on here. See, Jeff in Huntington Beach, this is the typical hazing that's great.
All right.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What happened to you?
When I was in high school, I was playing water polo, and then the senior team, it was an annual event every year, after one game, bus would take us to the game, and all the freshmen would be on the bus also.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we got done, after that game, the bus would come back to the school. All the seniors had cars, so they'd load up all the freshmen, take them down to the mall, strip all their clothes off of them. They'd be in their Speedos in the middle of the mall and have to run all the way back to the high school.
And there you go.
That's fine.
Perfect.
Comedy ensues.
Totally fine.
Exactly. Nothing wrong with that. That sounds great. Thank you for the call. Let's try Mark in Redondo. He's on line 5 on the Kevin DeBean Show. Hey, Mark, give us some happy hazing.
You really want a good one?
Sure.
Yeah.
Just a kid. Played high school hockey. Took a kid, stripped him down naked, wrapped him in saran wrap from head to toe. Walked him into the cafeteria, dropped him on the table, and left him there.
Nicely done.
Wrapped it naked and wrapped in saran. That's fantastic.
Yeah, kid couldn't move at all. It was great fun.
How long did he stay there? Do you know?
You know what? We didn't stick around because all the teachers hanging out, so we just kind of dropped him off and got the hell out of there. So I'm not sure who bailed him out and how long he sat there, but long enough for a lot of people to remember.
He may still be there for all you know. Let's try Dean in Long Beach on line 2. I knew it was only a matter of time before duct taping got involved.
Sure. Hey, Dean.
How you guys doing?
Good, thanks. Hazing.
So I had a party, a fraternity party, and I was a pledge, and I was duct taped from neck to toe. And I was duct taped to a couch while the rest of the fraternity had a party.
So you had to just sit there on the couch and watch them party?
Yeah, I got to watch them party, drink, have a great time, and sit there duct taped to a couch.
Awesome. Getting off the duct tape would be
very
you'd
painful.
Be thinking about, right?
Spent about a week with duct tape, residual.
I bet you did.
How long were you taped up?
It started at 8 p.m. and I was clear through about 2 a.m.
There you go.
I hope you didn't have to use the bathroom.
Good times.
Yep.
He did. You know he did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Fantastic.
See, that's come on now, people. That's funny.
That's just fun.
That's good fun.
Let's try Spencer and Corona on line 4, talking about hazing. Spencer, you're on the air. What's your story?
This guy on my high school football team, nobody really liked him. So one period, took him and they hung him up on like one of the flagpoles. They used the rope from the flagpole, hung him up there, left him up all period.
Yeah.
he was screaming like crazy.
They take his clothes off?
They took his pants off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good old-fashioned fun. See, here's the problem, though, is that when it turns from hazing, where you're just having a good time, to we hate the kid and we don't want him on the team, that had to be what happened at Taft. Because
I would think.
You don't expect those people to have that happen to him and then go, all right, let's practice, guys. Come on now.
Yeah, that's getting into cruelty now,
right? It sure seems like they want to just do it to hurt you.
Yeah.
Let's go to Justin in Simi Valley on line 8, getting back into some hockey hazing. Hey, Justin, welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Bear with me. I've been told to keep it down FCC reasons, I guess. But
You got to be careful the way you say it.
All right, but basically, on the hockey team, 3 new kids on the team. I don't remember who came up with the idea, but we had a muffin. Basically, they stood there, put the muffin on the ground, and they had to relieve themselves onto the muffin.
And then?
And whoever... finished last, had to eat it.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. Soggy biscuit.
No.
Were you last?
What was that?
Were you last?
Oh, I wasn't the new kid. I wasn't the new guy.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, that never happened to you.
Of course not. All right, let me ask you, is that the type of thing that the grown-ups, the coaches or teachers ever found out about?
Oh, no.
No, God, no.
They were not in the locker room.
Okay.
At the time.
Okay, that may have just crossed the line.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, that's bad.
Wow, thank you for the call.
Man,
okay, most of these, I'd rather be, you know, duct tape than have a soggy biscuit.
Definitely.
We were having fun there until just about a minute ago.
Yes.
How can I say this, remain vague enough so that I don't get us in trouble, but be helpful enough to you, the K-Rock listener, that you get some benefit of it?
You can't. Just get in trouble. That's the way I do it.
Yeah, that is the way you do it. Just cough it out.
Like Kevin does. We've got an announcement of something that you'll love, I guarantee, Monday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. And it's the type of announcement that will be a lot better for you and a lot easier for you and make you a lot happier if you're already a K-Rock Street Team member. So all I'm saying is go to KRock.com, sign up to be a Street Team member. It is free. It takes like 90 seconds, and they don't spam you or sell your address or anything like that. It's totally, totally worth it.
Lisa May sex tape.
And you'll thank me. You'll thank me on Monday when you hear the big announcement that we have for you about this time on Monday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
That's different than anything we've ever done before.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa May.
Yes. All right, that is accurate.
I'm looking at the clock. I was going to say clap. I'm looking at the clock at 7:36. We were supposed to do the grand prize drawing like 15 minutes ago.
You guys are so lame.
What happened to that?
Well, we were talking about being naked in saran wrap. That's what happened to that.
Why don't you go with fashion?
What are we listening to?
This guy's ring back.
the Young Frankenstein version. Yes. Very funny.
Hello?
Hey, is this Dustin?
This is Dustin.
Hey, dude, it's Kevin and Bean from K-Rock.
Oh, no way.
That is a hell of a ring back tone you got there, dude.
Thank you.
Well, Dustin, I think you know why we're calling you, right? I don't know why you thought you could say that, Dustin.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Here's the deal. All this week on K-Rock, we've been hooking you up with tickets to see Rise Against at the Forum July 11th with Rancid opening up. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock for that, by the way. Of course, you've already won those, and now we promised the grand prize drawing Friday morning at 7 o'clock hour. Here we are. Now we're sending you to the – isn't Japan – is that the land of the rising sun? Is that them?
Yep.
That's where –
China. I don't know.
Well, we're sending you to Japan. That's the one you get to go to see Rise Against in Tokyo.
Oh, thank you so much.
You get round-trip airfare for two, you get hotel, you get two tickets to see Rise Against, and $500 spending cash.
Wow, you guys are the best. I'm listening to you every morning.
You have to try a few things for us, though.
Yes, because we can't go.
Because there's some things in Tokyo that we would like looked into, if you don't mind.
Please, go on.
Okay, we would like you to rent a cat. You can rent a cat. And we would like you to get fed cake by a young gay guy.
A Twinkie.
Yeah. They'll feed you cake.
Yeah, there's these little cafes you can go to where men are dressed up as maids, and they feed you cake and tea.
They're called maid cafe. So you got to do that. And you got to do the rent and the cat.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
And then we want to hear about it.
And then we want you to report back to us on how it went.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, you have a passport, dude?
I will be getting one ASAP.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my first piece of advice. I don't know exactly when you're going, but
place that does that. So.
Oh, perfect. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well, you sound like a good dude. Congratulations. You have become the grand prize drawing winner for Destination Number 5 of the K-Rock World Tour 2009.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
What are you going to do for us while you're there?
I am going to rent a cat, and I'm going to be fed cake from the maid cafe.
That's perfect.
That's correct.
You got it.
And then call us back to let us know how it was. And take pictures. All right, dude. Have fun.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Mr. Movie Phone joins us after the top of the hour at 8 to talk about new films in theaters today. Plus, funny man Bo Burnham will be here. A guy I never heard of in my whole life, and now I love him. Now I think he's awesome.
Yeah.
So. That's the beauty of comedy is you never hear of a guy and then you go, hey, that guy's really funny. So I'm very excited. He's going to be coming up here at the 8 o'clock hour. Ralph's on vacation this week. We've been filling in the showbiz beat as best we can. And producer Alex is back for another go round. Hey, Alex.
Did you hear that? It's all the applause. You all wanted an encore. You're welcome.
Alex got some love on the email from the K-Rock listeners for her last report. I'll tell you that.
I'm back today and Annelle's next hour. It's crazy.
Yep.
Good times.
All right.
Well,
Kevin and Bean have been fired is essentially what's going on here. Apparently we're the worst at it.
See ya. All right. Well, Hollywood is officially out of ideas. Part 300. You know how they're going to remake Karate Kid? With Will Smith's son Jaden and Jackie Chan,
yep,
which is horrible. Now, I got two more remakes in the works. Remember The Neverending Story?
This is
like YouTube growing up. They had three of them. They had one in 84, 1990, and 1996. Well, apparently the people have demanded it. There's going to be another Neverending Story.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Because, you know, well, it never ends.
It's never ending. Right? At least that one is true to its title. Now, what was that about? Wasn't that some sort of fantasy? I just remember a guy with like
say
a bad 80s mullet
say
haircut.
Say my name, Atreyu. Say my name. Come on.
Atreyu rode the luck dragon and served people and tried to find Olivia Diabo, who was hot.
Oh,
that's all I really
so
remember when I was a little kid.
Okay.
It was Major Boner Express, and I was the engineer.
Nice, Mike.
Okay, good.
All right, and then the second remake. Now, this might make you guys angry. I don't know. I think guys might be more emotionally invested in this one. According to reports, final negotiations are taking place with Columbia Pictures to create a modern version of Arnold Schwarzenegger's Total Recall.
Well, it's about time they remade that movie from the 90s.
Are people clamoring for a Total Recall remake?
Is Total Recall the one where he gets in a chair and then you go on a vacation in your head
yes.
or something?
He went to Mars or something,
He went
right?
to Mars and Sharon Stone was
he
in it.
He goes to the Martian colony and he's a secret
Remember
agent.
Remember, his eyes pop out.
Oh,
that's so creepy.
I'd like to see a modern version of that with a real actor. You know?
All right. So apparently Lightning now has some Twitter competition.
Oh.
We may have to start following this Twitter page. P. Diddy humbly requests your presence on the internet.
Oh, he's the best.
Puff Daddy P. Diddy has updated his blog on his official MySpace profile with an urgent message to his fans, and he says, "Hello, all my online friends and family. I would love to interact with you more often, because that's what we need. Mm-hmm. We need more Diddy time.
More of him.
So please join me on Twitter and Facebook. It's fun fast, and I'm on all the time. God bless, Diddy."
And I want you guys to give me a birthday present. I want my birthday present to be that you vote for Obama.
Okay, did. Back out now.
I want to start reading his Twitter.
Oh, that's...
Just like we follow his YouTube posts. You know they're going to be awesome.
Is he doing nothing?
There are very few people who are as self-involved as him. Like, who really just think that every move they make is spectacular just because they're making it.
Lisa, he got Barack Obama elected. The least we can do is read his Twitter page. Come
on. Right. I'm sorry.
If you want to know everything, everything you need to know about P. Diddy was revealed in an exclusive 11-part interview with our own Psycho Mike as he sat down. The K-Rock microphones were there. Here's a portion of that.
Diddy! Diddy! I watched you pee on the internet!
So there you go.
That's great. All right. I need some sad music here.
Oh, I don't have sad music, what? I don't think. Bean, you have sad music up there?
I could hook you up, but I'm disturbed to hear that that's what's being called for here, Alex. What's the
problem? I need some very sad music right now. Tom Brady and Giselle Bundchen got married.
Oh, no.
Seriously, what the F, Bundchen? Get off my man.
They got married.
Apparently, they got married last night in Santa Monica at St. Monica's Catholic Church. It was very small, just family and his son from actress Bridget Moynihan.
Mm-hmm.
Giselle wore an entire outfit by Dolce & Gabbana. But here's the gayest part, and I have a feeling Bean and Psycho Mike are going to back him on this. Tom Brady...
Hang on one second, if you don't mind. Hey, Bean, can you turn up the music because we can still hear her?
Sure.
But just barely.
Oh, no.
There you go.
Game.
Much better.
Tom Brady. Tom Brady's so pussy whipped right now.
You think?
He let Giselle Bundchen dress her three dogs in Dolce & Gabbana and walk down the aisle.
Yeah.
Really?
I separate myself from Mike on this one. I am
First,
not down with dressing up dogs.
He handed over his Super Bowl ring, and now he's got his balls. Just take it all, Giselle. Take it all.
Wow.
Well, look at her. Yeah. She can.
They held the reception at Tom's Brentwood home. Very small. Private deal.
This is what I don't understand. I mean, don't you want a good-looking, rich guy like that to be the kind of guy who will marry a woman and make her honest and be cool and do the right thing? I think you would be more in love with him now because he's willing to do that.
Rather than
just be a player and just bang chicks all the time and then move on.
Yeah,
to the next
but she Are you treats more... her men like doormats. It's not like he's allowed to be his own man. During the entire season he was out on the Patriots, he never was on the sidelines supporting them. He was running errands
he was
to
running
Kitson
errands.
For her.
He was. Right? He'd go to Kitson and then he'd go to the grocery store.
Yeah,
he was like a little slave.
But he's still so hot that I have to kind of forgive him. All right, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm better now. All right. Do we want some interesting parenting advice from Rosario Dawson?
What?
No, dude.
She doesn't have any kids.
Dude! She just did an interview with the New York Times talking about what her mom used to do to her. Mm-hmm. She got out of line.
Yeah.
She says, quote, "My mom licked me."
What?
"My mom licked me. That was her punishment. If I was a little uppity or if I didn't listen or if she wanted to get my attention, she'd lick the side of my face or under my armpit."
What? Mm-mm.
My mom's a 6 foot tall Amazon.
Okay.
And she'd say, you came out of my vagina, and I own every part of you.
Oh.
She licked her.
Yep. Rosario goes on to say, it was very humiliating and really intense.
She
very primal. It's not spanking, but it definitely worked.
Wow.
Kevin,
she do
I
it
want
in public?
I don't. It doesn't say she did it in
Can you
public,
imagine?
But that would scar your children for life. I want you to start licking your children.
No,
Kevin.
No.
Like,
never heard of that before, but I have a desperate desire to punish Rosario Dawson.
Punish her mom who's licking her armpit.
What the hell's going on with that?
That's crazy.
That's like wild wolves. You know? I mean, what's happening?
Apparently timeouts are not cool anymore.
Is that how she gave her a bath, too?
Yeah, exactly. And then she spit up a hairball. All right. Are you fat?
Yep.
Like really
yes.
fat?
Yes.
Like over 350?
Not 350.
No, not yet.
Then
I'm working on it.
You're not fat enough because The Biggest Loser wants to exploit you.
What does that mean? Oh, the TV show?
Yeah, the TV show on NBC. If you're ginormous, they're going to do an open casting call of teams of two. You can win $250,000 for all your fat.
I think the ratings have been way up since they had their fattest ever contestants this season, and they're realizing that it's now a freak show and people love it.
I even caught some. It's crazy. They're going to be at the Citadel Outlets on March 14th.
What is
from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Because the new casting place.
Because you can grab your churro and go shopping
right.
and then try to audition for this show. So if you've got a fat best friend, a chubby grandparent, join forces. Try to make it happen. You have to be 18 or over. But the best part is, and I think Mike should try this, they're also now doing a search for certified trainers who can yell at people and make them skinny.
I can yell at people, but I can't make them skinny.
If you're also a certified trainer, you do have to have some nutritional credentials, but head on down to the Citadel and make fat people feel bad about themselves.
Okay. Mike does that every day.
I know.
He does.
He does it here at K-Rock.
Yeah.
You're
fat!
I know.
Much, much thinner people, by the way.
Yeah.
I make feel horrible about themselves. I might be good at this.
You'd probably lose your mind in there.
Yeah.
All right, we got some birthdays today. You might have heard of him. He played for the Lakers. James Worthy.
Oh. Yeah, big game, James.
Yes.
Woo-hoo! Donald Lowe on The Best Show Ever Life.
Honestly.
You got a guy who eats fruit and a hot chick. I'm in. Yeah. It's all good. Chili from TLC, the one who isn't dead. She has a birthday today.
Okay, good.
Josh Groban. He has Matt Damon. No, or Ben Affleck. I can't remember which one.
I don't think he did either of them.
No,
did he?
No, he did.
No, he was in.
I think he's in the
think
second
he
one.
He was Ben Affleck.
Oh,
yeah.
He was. Okay.
Yeah. Josh Groban, way young, way cool. Really bad music. What's he doing?
Yeah,
but
I don't
funny.
Know.
Yeah, totally funny.
Funny guy.
And everyone's favorite K-Rock sales stud, my former roommate, Mike Lauer. It's not good for you.
That isn't right. good for you.
Thank
That's him.
You, Mike. And, you know, go to the front page of KRock.com, people. We're trying to help you out. Sign up for the street team.
We can't mention.
Check out KRock.com for
That's
all she's
saying.
It's a little Mad Lib. Try to fill it in at home.
All right.
I work, whatever. I'm Alex. That was the Showbiz Beat.
You are listening. Nope. Nope. Bad timing, even if it was the right song.
I do struggle.
Kevin and Bean Show, 3 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Bo Burnham is the internet YouTube sensation, funny man, comedian guy who joins us in the studio later on this hour. Ralph Garman's on vacation, as you know. Ably filling in is the biggest name in movies, ladies and gentlemen. Our friend Russ Leatherman, Mr. Yeah. Movie Phone, on the line with us right now. Hey, Mr. Movie Phone.
Hey, you guys. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Hey, before we get into this week's movies, and I know you couldn't be more excited about the Jonas Brothers film opening up today. Can't wait to hear your review. Tell us about 6 Second Review, something new from the Mr. Movie Phone fine product line.
Oh, well, by the way, thank you very much for asking. 6 Second Reviews are something, you guys know I do these radio interviews all over the country,
right.
And I talk for, you know, 10, 15 minutes, and I'm one of those guys who usually says a whole lot of words and offers very little content.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Of course. We've heard you. Of course we know what you're saying.
Hey, okay. You know exactly where I'm at at. So I get to the end of these 10-minute interviews, and people usually say, Russ, goddamn, just tell me, should I go see the movie or not, right?
Just boil it down to the lowest common denominator.
There you go. So I created these things called 6 Second Reviews that are literally 6 seconds long. You go to 6secondreviews.com, and you sign up, you register, and then on Thursday, before the movie's open, these things get delivered to your cell phone, you listen to them, you know whether or not you should blow $10 on a movie or not. It's as simple as that.
Wow, okay. That's great.
All right, here's an example of a recent 6 Second Movie Review from Mr. Movie Phone. Check it out and see if this is something you'd like on your cell phone on Thursdays.
The Movie Man 6 Second Review starts in 3, 2.
I love Kevin James, but in the new movie Paul Blart Mall Cop, he's still fat. He's just not funny. This movie blows. I'm out.
He's out. For more 6 Second Reviews, check out 6secondreviews.com. Everything you need to know in 6 seconds flat.
Are we at that point in the ADD 21st century, Mr. Movie Phone, where we give 6 seconds for somebody to give an opinion?
I am.
I was going to say, this thing was invented for somebody like Kevin.
My attention span is so short now that that's going to be a little longer. I'm going to ask you for 4 seconds.
Kevin, I was thinking, had I gone to 8 seconds,
yeah,
that
no.
would have been too much.
You would have lost me.
You know, and all you need is maybe 2 seconds. Like, it blows! Yeah. Maybe that's all you need. So anyhow, it's really cool because, and especially with your station, with Ralph, and we love Ralph, but we know a lot of times he doesn't see movies.
A lot of times, that's his thing.
Okay, so Ralph never, ever sees the movie.
Right.
Well, now you can just get these things on your cell phone so you get a good description, which Ralph gives, and then you get a review. You know whether to go or not.
All
so
right.
There you go.
I love it.
Fantastic. That's a great idea. 6secondreviews.com is the website. Mr. Movie Phone, it's Friday. Let's find out what's in theaters today, and where do you want to start?
Well, here's the thing. This may be, and maybe it's an Oscar hangover, but this may be one of the worst weeks for new movies this year.
Yes.
Period. I know. Great.
Excellent.
Let's go back to 6 seconds. I'm telling you. that is unless you're a 13-year-old girl, because other than maybe a pajama party with Miley, or a pony.
Sure.
Nothing could possibly be better than the Jonas Brothers coming to life with their 3D concert experience.
Or as the King of Mexico calls them, Joe Bros.
Joe Bros.
Yeah.
Look, we've been talking about these Jonas Brothers because they've been impossible to avoid. I mean, they were playing halftime shows at some of the NFL playoff games this year. Of course, they perform in the Grammys. They seem to be everywhere, and I know they have a rabid, fanatical teenage girl following. But have you listened to their music, Russ? They suck.
Yeah, they do suck. And not only that, and not that, you know, I'm gay, maybe gay-ish, I don't even think they're cute. Right?
Well, let's not go there.
Well, the Mexican one out front, he's not too bad. The other two I could do without.
What are the 13-year-old girls? You know, like, I sort of get it if they were sort of talented or even sort of cute, but I don't think they have any of that.
Dude, that's why people become musicians, because somehow women overlook the fact that you're a hideous pig.
Absolutely.
It's just, it works.
They are, you know what, they're a phenomenon. They are a marketing machine, and if you go see this movie, you get some exclusive behind-the-scenes video of the boys backstage.
Oh, that would be so great.
Right? The special guest, Taylor Swift, Danny Novato, plus they sing a never-before-heard song. Now, this is generally where we would roll a clip, but according to Omar, the clip was too gay to stick to the tape.
That's true.
That is accurate, yes.
He tried. He rolled tape, just nothing showed up.
Nothing was there.
Yep, it's like a vampire taking a picture.
I want to also add that, first of all, how great can a never-before-released Jonas Brothers song be if you've heard the stuff that they do release? Imagine what's left behind for this movie. I was personally offended, Mr. Movie Phone, when I saw a clip this week where they were making it look like the Jonas Brothers were the Beatles and were kind of reenacting clips from the Hard Day's Night movie. It was unbelievable to me.
Yeah, it's a little annoying. Now, you guys know I usually get very upset when a studio won't screen a movie in advance for reviewers.
That's correct.
But in this case, I guess I've just never, ever been happier.
Well, you dodged a bullet. Yeah.
You know, I mean, frankly, I think I would rather eat a pair of 3D glasses and maybe pierce my nipple with a purity ring
right.
and sit through this turn.
All right.
So but then again, I'm not a 13-year-old girl.
That's all true right. as well.
So you know what you're getting with the Jonas Brothers. What is this Street Fighter all about?
By the way, can I just say one more thing about the Jonas Brothers? Because I'd like to fixate on that a little bit. This is what I was talking about. So they've got this marketing ploy, right, where they're going to be in theaters. The Jonas Brothers themselves, they're going to show up in theaters across the country.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I have an assistant. She was saying, I live in Monrovia. I have an 11-year-old daughter. She's insisting I go see the Jonas Brothers because she thinks they're going to be at the theater.
Oh, no.
You think the Jonas Brothers are going to be in Monrovia?
I'm going with no.
Nope.
No. I mean, it's such an amazing marketing scheme. The movie's going to be huge. It's going to open to $1 billion, but they're tricking people in that. That makes me a little upset. Okay, moving on.
All right.
All right, Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li.
Hey! Hey!
Kristen Crook star. It's a live action. Do you remember the video game?
Oh, yeah.
You like Kristen Crook. Well, this is the second in the series. It is a video game movie, and it follows Chun-Li's personal history and journey for justice as a female fighter. Let's take a listen.
Yeah. All right, I guess I gotta go. I need to know.
That was a long longer clip than usual, but I thought it really brought the movie to life.
I'm pretty sure that was a clip from a different movie, maybe The Boning of Chun-Li.
Wow, all right now.
I'm not sure. Now, you have some decent stars in this movie. You got Chris Klein, you got Neil McDonough, Michael Clark Duncan. I feel a little like Ralph here. This is another movie they didn't screen for critics.
That can't be good, right?
That's usually a bad sign.
So I can't. It's your $10. You do what you want. If you like these kind of movies, this one's probably as good as the last one.
Do you want me to play the clip again?
Wait a little bit. Right. Play 6 seconds of it if you would.
All right, just a second. I got a 6 second clip.
Oh, I got some nuances the second time around I didn't catch the first time.
Really
That's
did.
Good stuff.
That was a fantastic. All right, one other movie I'm going to cover very quickly, a movie they did screen, maybe shouldn't have. All-star cast telling stories of these struggling immigrants. The movie's called Crossing Over. Now, it's being compared to like a Babel, and it's about immigrants trying to get into the country, into Southern California, overcoming the obstacles, you know, of achieving legal status.
Right.
Let's take a little listen.
Federal agent, open the door!
Are you Taslima Jahangir? You would uproot a 15-year-old teenager who came to this country when she was 3 years old?
She's illegal. She's removable.
Shouldn't we try to understand them as human beings? As fathers and brothers and sons and uncles?
It's a melting pot. You bring your culture over here with you. It all blends in.
When did Harrison Ford stop being, start talking so that we can't understand a word he says?
Like Clint Eastwood, right? Like,
yeah.
Wait, did he start growling?
When did that happen?
Yeah. Well, apparently it's happened. And by the way, you got Ray Liotta in this movie, but here you also got the kiss of death, Ashley Judd.
Oh.
There you go. Enough said.
But it sounds like it's a pretty dramatic movie, no?
It is. Here's the problem. It's too contrived. You know how these movies where they try to merge all of these stories together? Sometimes
sure.
You have to work really hard to make that happen.
Right.
That's the case here. It just works way too hard, way too contrived to be convincing or compelling.
Is it preachy? Is it got too much of a point?
Yeah. Of course. It is definitely trying to make a point. And I'm just not paying $10 for this thing. So maybe on your Netflix queue, you know, it's worth checking out. But I wouldn't go see it in a theater, that's for sure.
The good news is that a lot of people may be thinking about some of those movies that they saw honored at the Oscars last weekend that they haven't seen. Movies like The Reader that are expanding a little bit wider. There are still, believe it or not, some people out there who haven't seen Slumdog. That's even adding more theaters this weekend. So it is a good weekend to kind of catch up on that. Right,
yeah.
Russ?
Yeah, I think that's true. Let me also mention, and I don't know if you guys ever talked about this movie. There's a little movie called Flash of Genius. Stars Greg Kinnear. It was about the guy who invented the intermittent windshield wiper.
Yeah, it came and went last year.
Yeah, I know that doesn't sound like a cinematic explosion.
No, it sure doesn't.
Of any sort. But I gotta tell you, I thought it was one of the best little movies of last year. It's fascinating because the Ford Motor Company, we won't get into it. The Ford Motor Company takes this guy's invention, says, hey, let me borrow it for a couple days. Then they steal it, and there's a big court fight. Greg Kinnear is fantastic, and it's a good DVD. It's a good rental. So like you say, maybe a good time to catch up on some Oscar movies, get one of these movies, also Body of Lies, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, that's good.
You can check that out. And then, you know, we'll all need to just calm down a little bit so we can prepare for next week and Watchmen.
Oh, that's right. Exactly. That's
Is anybody going to go to Watchmen that while the Joe Bros are out?
I don't think so, Kevin.
Okay.
The 6secondreviews.com is the website. If you want the review sent straight to your cell phones on Thursday, you can get everything else with moviephone.com. Russ Leatherman is Mr. Moviephone. Thanks for joining us today. We'll talk to you soon, Russ.
Have a great weekend, you guys.
Thank you. Hold, please. Hold. Hold, please.
Okay. What? Yeah, I actually wrestled in high school. I was only in one match, and I lost my virginity. My high school girlfriend, actually, she recently told me that I kiss like a stroke victim, which is weird that she has that, like, frame of reference, you know? But, you know, I stopped, and I thought, you know, what would Jesus do? So I didn't exist. No, I'm just kidding. I took her out to dinner, just ordered the bread, and then told her to eat me. YouTube, I was just a skinny white kid that thought he was funnier and cooler than he actually was. And now, well, not much has changed, but I have a load of money.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Bo Burnham.
I always hate it when this happens, Kevin, but our next guest was born after the Kevin and Bean Show started on K-Rock. And now he's a guest on our show because he's a big star. We're still doing the same job we were doing when he was born. Bo Burnham, comedian, album coming out with DVD on March 10th. His YouTube videos have been seen over 32 million times so far on YouTube. Unbelievable. Bo, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are
Thanks
you, my friend?
Thanks for having me. I'm good.
Was this, this was all YouTube?
Yeah.
Sensation? I mean, you pretty much were discovered there.
Yeah, yeah, and like other sites, but it was all the internet, yeah.
How did you do it? I mean, there's so much content on those sites. How do you make yours stand out? I mean, what's the secret? You're doing what everybody thinks they're going
to
be able to do.
Yeah, there's no logic to it. I mean, it's all really random. You have to have a combination of something either really freaky or something really cute and cuddly.
Right.
And I think I was the first.
I don't know. You don't want to go the whole two girls, one cup route. So
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, that's not the way you want to make it.
Right. That's like the second act. I keep that, I keep that end in a shroud of mystery.
So what did you do? Did you just, you made little videos at home playing instruments in your bedroom, basically?
Yeah,
and put
yeah. I mean, I did them just so my brother could see it at college. I didn't intend it for...
That's why you put them up.
Yeah, I didn't want it to become anything. And then
did he put them up?
No, I did. I mean, I just...
But you put him up and then sent him the link, thinking...
Yeah, yeah, and I didn't even... I mean, at the time, I didn't know exactly what YouTube was, because this is before anyone knew.
How old were you then, at the time when you started?
I think I just turned 16.
16 years old, and you were writing songs, playing guitar and piano?
Yeah, just piano at the time. And then I taught myself guitar when
And then
I
you'd put
I
him up
comedy.
Because maybe it would make him laugh, and that's it?
Yeah, yeah, and then he showed him to his friends, and I don't know how that stuff works, but...
It's called viral.
I know, yeah.
tell me about the background. I mean, how do you get to be a guy who's writing such funny songs at that such a young age? I mean, what's your family story like, Bo?
You know, my family's pretty normal. I went to an all boys Catholic high school, so
you haven't been laid yet.
What?
Nothing. Your family's normal though. Your dad, mom, sense of humor.
Yeah, I mean, my mom's a school nurse. My dad's owns a construction company or something.
Or something. You don't know.
Yeah, nothing. Well, like the whole comedy from pain thing, I don't find that. I mean, I guess adolescence is painful enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're not
true.
That angry comedian.
No, I'm not like angst ridden or anything. I don't take myself that seriously.
Yeah. How old are you now?
18.
18 years old. And you've been recruited by Judd Apatow. Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, writing a script. It's like a musical, a movie musical.
A movie musical. How did that happen? How did he get a hold of you?
I went to the Just for Last Festival in Montreal last summer, and he was doing a whole show there, and he sort of crashed my show.
Mm-hmm.
And then watched my set, and we talked afterwards. And
that's got to be really, I mean, really, this is all happening so fast. And considering you didn't even, this isn't what, you weren't trying to make it.
Was this your goal at all?
I always wanted to do stand-up comedy. I never wanted to do musical comedy. I sort of just stumbled into that.
And has it been tough as such a young person? I mean, your family basically just set you off into the world and said, all right, go tour the country and do one-nighters. I mean,
been tough.
Yeah, no,
as
it's
an 18-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. I guess I have enough. I'm naive enough where I think it's just like, oh, this is what I do. You know, I kind of don't know to be scared, which is good.
Yeah.
Was there ever a time where you had a plan where you were thinking you were going to go to college or get some
I was going to go to college. I was going to go to NYU. And like 2 weeks before I was going to leave, I deferred.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that? And your stuff, one of the things that I'm sure that made your stuff so popular is that it's very politically incorrect. Have you run into any kind of situations where you've taken some real grief for some of the things that you've said in your attempt to be funny?
Yeah, I mean, I've taken grief, but it's always from like the stuck-up white people that cause all the problems.
Yes, it is.
And then like the gay black people in the back are laughing their ass.
Yes, they are.
Not that all black people are gay.
Nope.
But the ones that are.
Yeah,
the subset, right.
Right.
And as you say on the album coming out March 10th, after a particularly particularly funny but very racist song about the Klan, you do try to qualify it with, but I have black friends. So.
Right, yeah. But then I go, I told everyone I was just kidding.
Well, that's all you
need
to
do. I don't have black friends.
You don't have black friends at all, exactly.
We've sat in many, 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 many meetings here at K-Rock where they tell us that kind of humor is not funny to anyone.
No.
Yeah.
That's what they tell us.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
So, we don't know what to do with that, but okay.
The people upstairs.
The
real big guy upstairs. Yeah. Like that.
Now, I don't know if it works this way with Judd Apatow, because it seems like he just surrounds himself with funny people and lets him do what it is that they do, which, I mean, he seems to be an anomaly in Hollywood, and that's why his movies are so funny. But have you, in the short time you've been out here, have you kind of encountered some of those TV execs who just don't get you, or they have these plans of things that they can do with you that you think you're speaking a different language with them?
Yeah, I don't know. People want to... You know, make the music into something it's not, like have me write music for things and stuff like that. And I don't know. I feel like the whole the whole spirit and the whole likability of it was so that it was do-it-yourself, that it looked like a kid right out of his bedroom.
Right, which
it
was.
When they try to package it into like this you know, contrived Hollywood thing, it becomes...
Yeah, you haven't,
you lose that.
You haven't lived until they hire you for a job. They say they want what you do specifically. And then once you sign the contract, they go, okay, now we need to change everything.
Right.
That's just the way it works, unfortunately.
You're like 20 minutes away from playing Kevin James's brother on a CBS sitcom. I mean, that's where you're headed.
I know.
If you get in the wrong meeting in this town. Yeah, exactly. All right. We got to take a break. Bo Burnham is here. Again, the CD-DVD combo is very funny. I was lucky enough to get an advance on it. It's coming out on March the 10th, and there is a website at BoBurnham.com or find him on the YouTube. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I see you have your guitar. Maybe you can do a little music for us.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And then we'd like you to write some songs for us.
Yeah.
Well, that one definitely needed a hey. Come on.
Oh,
sorry.
Sake.
A little late.
8:34 on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday morning, like you can't tell. Token blacklister Anel is coming in with the showbiz beat in about 15 minutes. Right now in our studio, we have 18-year-old Bo Burnham, who has a new CD-DVD combination coming out from Comedy Central Records on March 10th. It is very funny. And will you be coming through here, Bo, with actual stand-up that people can pay and come see you on stage somewhere at some point?
Yeah. I mean, I pop by.
You got a tour together or something to support the record or what?
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably going to do some theaters and stuff. Right now, I'm just kind of bumping around to colleges. Those seem to be going well.
You're gonna be, gotcha. You said you're going to be at USC this weekend sometime?
Yeah, it's on Saturday.
Saturday.
I think
just
some sort of charity
at some
gig.
Point, someplace on the campus of USC.
Somewhere, right?
Okay.
Somewhere in that big place.
All right.
It sounds sketchy. Hey, when you started out as a teenager writing your own songs and stuff, was there ever a time where you thought, hey, I'm going to be a musician? You didn't even think comedy. You just thought, hey, I'm going to write songs and be a rock star.
No, absolutely
not. That was never the option.
No, I'm a complete hack. I know like 8 chords and I just sort of rearrange them and stuff. There's no
way that's going to happen even so.
Right. Yeah. No, I just sort of.
When you do stand up, do you bring the guitar with you and play songs too? Yeah.
I do like, you know, guitar and piano.
Okay. Right. Well, let's hear a little bit of Bo live. Now, I'm going to warn everyone that he may slip up because it's very difficult to find more than 4 lines in a row in any of his songs that are radio friendly. But you're going to do the best you can for us, right?
Right. It's all good.
It's all good. All right.
I'm not going to go Kramer or anything.
All right. Good. Glad to hear that.
Every time I go to dinner, seems like I'm getting a little bit thinner. I'll sit down at the breakfast table. I can talk, they're not able, because my whole family thinks I'm gay. I guess it's always been that way. Well, maybe it's 'cause of the way that I walk makes them think I like K-Rock.
Yeah!
I mix it up with a personalized version. Just 'cause I'm afraid of the snow, or my favorite color is the rainbow. I'm just kidding. All right. This is the worst, baby. This was my fear. Now their opinions are crystal clear. Because my whole family now is shocked. I'm in the closet and the door is locked. Well, now my glory days are gone. I was John Elway, now I'm Elton John. Well, my whole family now suspects that watching SpongeBob had side effects. I'm not gay, and that's what I said. If I'm gay, hey God, strike me dead, you know? Thanks.
Wow. That was strong.
Yeah, that was all right. That was friendly to radio.
Yeah, that was nicely done.
You may be shocked to know this, but a lot of musical theater guys, Bo, actually do turn out to like the fellas. I mean, that's not just a stereotype.
Yeah, that's a rumor. We're pushed to it. It's self-fulfilling.
We have a couple more minutes. I know you have so many great songs. I don't know what you have to choose from for the radio, but I'd love it if there's something else you can do.
Okay, I can do a little bit of something.
Okay.
I will go to the point where it becomes unfriendly.
All right.
I might even... All right, let's... Yeah.
All right,
we'll do this. This song's about math.
Math.
Math, yeah. What's a pirate minus the ship? Just a creative homeless guy and an anteater plus a large hungry mutant ant. An ironic way to die. And what's domain? Domain range, yeah. A kid with too much in his pants and a 2 balls minus 1. 7 titles at the Tour de France. And that's where it gets
pretty much then. Then you have to stop.
All right. So we got like 35 seconds.
35 seconds, that's good.
Okay.
I like that.
I enjoyed it very much.
Can you do like half of another song or a third?
Yeah, well, this is actually a cover.
A
of
cover.
A song, yeah.
Okay.
He beat her with an umbrella. Ella, Ella. Just
kidding.
Oh, come on. That's all right. Look, you can go in there. Don't worry. No, we can do a few.
Okay, good.
We got a. That joke's got a, like, a week of shelf life, so I had to
get it.
This is actually a song about shelf life. She got me with her look, she got me with her stare. Bright blue eyes and her long blonde hair. From the start it was easy to see, this was the girl for me. Who cares if she was 83? She could make me silent, she could make me shout. She drove me wild with those dentures out. Well, when we ate, people said we were rude because I had to pre-chew her food. Her skin was saggy, so was the rest. I put my hand up her skirt and I felt her breast. And then it gets a little
bit
worse.
Yeah, from there we can't...
Say, you know, breast, I think... I think using the word breast is creepier than the whole song.
Yeah, well, when you're talking about an 83-year-old?
Yeah.
It's like I am strangely aroused right now, I think you guys know.
Oh,
that was,
man.
That was very funny. All of these songs in their full-length, uncut, non-radio-friendly versions are available on Bo's new CD coming out on March 10th, just called Bo Burnham. It's very, very funny, and you got the DVD and the whole deal. I'm so glad you came in, dude. Congratulations on all the success. And,
yeah, thanks for having me.
Come back and see us sometime,
You
right?
spell Burnham B-U-R-N-H-A-M.
Yeah.
Just so you can know.
Backwards.
Find it online. Thank you, man. Good luck.
Wait, this is my favorite part.
Yeah. 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 Yes. Yeah.
Come on.
No, not yet.
Let's just call it a week.
No.
Not yet. We got an L here. We got an L in the studio.
All right. Hi, Nell.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Ralph is on vacation this week. We've all taken turns filling in on the Showbiz Beat. Great reaction to Mr. Nell Rivers, token black listener number one of the Kevin and Bean Show, who rejoins us to close out the week with a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's
going on? Thank you. I love the love, by the way. I black is the new black, by the way. So
wow,
in case you guys
have
noticed. Yes, it is. So, yeah, good morning. This is the Nell Rivers with your K-Rock Showbiz Bizeat. I found a story here this morning that's not so much showbiz, but I just thought it was just completely awesome. Basically, what happened was a sex-mad Russian died after guzzling an entire bottle of Viagra pills to keep him going for a 12-hour orgy with two women.
No.
Yeah, basically, somebody had bet mechanic Sergei Tuganov.
His name does not have tug in it.
Yeah,
come on.
Sergei Tuganov was tugging off with two ladies for 12 hours. And here's the thing. He actually completed the task and won the bet. And then died immediately from apparently a heart attack from having too much Viagra in his system.
Wow.
Yeah. That is how you want to go, though.
That is the way you want to go.
I hope he was a good Christian, because if that's the case, he died having sex and then went to heaven. Wow.
He had the best minute of his life ever and the worst minute of his life ever back to back.
Well, that depends on how you look at it. Think about it. If you're done.
He peaked.
You're done. Like, you're done. And then you look up and it's like, Is that Jesus? Hey, Jesus, hey, how you doing? Come on in.
Now, because of the bottle of Viagra, will you still have a boner then?
I would hope so.
Okay.
There have to be boners in heaven. It's heaven.
Well, with all the 72 virgins, why not?
Wasn't that Eric Clapton's song?
Boners in heaven.
That was it. And next up, we've got my man. Now, hold on a second. Did you just give me some paparazzi? No, man. We don't play in the hood with the paparazzi, man. Where's my man? Where? Man.
All right, Anel.
Come
play
on
it.
Now.
This is what Anel suggests that we play
what
between
doing?
Every story.
Girl, holla!
Thank you very much, my friend. Now, next up. See, now what happened was I heard that Whitney Houston has reached out to Rihanna to give her some advice, apparently, on her situation with Chris Brown.
Really?
Yeah, I picked this up this morning. A shout out to my man Ill Seed over on allhiphop.com. He dropped this bomb on us. Apparently, Whitney Houston has reached out and is trying to tell Rihanna not to make the same mistake that she did. Rihanna, if you're listening, I would take this woman's advice. She knows what she's talking about. She lived with Bobby Brown for like 15 years.
That did happen.
You know Bobby was going upside that head. I'm just saying, women, you may want to stay away from brothers with the last name Brown. You got Bobby Brown, no. Chris Brown.
Hadn't thought of that.
Didn't Jim Brown beat up his woman? You got bad Leroy Brown.
Sure, that guy was really
man in the whole damn town.
That guy was really bad.
Stay away from the Browns, girl. Stick to the Riverses. You know what I'm saying? We know how to do things. And related news to the Chris Brown situation. Where's my junk?
Girl, holla!
Thank you very much. And related news, they say that Chris Brown's court date may be pushed back because LAPD is unable to gather enough evidence in the case against him. Oh, wow.
Well,
okay.
We've been talking about this. Look, even if you've got Rihanna, it's still he said, she said. And if you don't have any other witnesses, it's kind of hard to think that they're going to have a slammed up conviction here.
Well, I agree, but apparently nobody's listening to the lumps on her face because they seem to be screaming in incredibly high tones. Somebody hit me.
Do we know if she's going to
testify
against him? Because if not.
I would not be surprised if there was probably some record label pressure here from both sides to maybe kind of quelch things. Because,
that would be terrible.
You know, man, yeah, but that boy, cash cow. I mean, he's a money maker. You know what I mean?
So is she.
You know, yeah, exactly. And, you know, you don't want to tie both of them up in, you know, court case and stuff like that. And, you know.
Yeah, it's hard to know what to believe in the tabloid reports, but they're making it sound like they're back in contact, that he's sending her over gifts, and that she's thinking about maybe getting back together with him and stuff. And
that
I don't know.
That happens.
Yeah, well,
it does. I know.
I read a report here that says that apparently that's not true, that she has not been in contact with Chris Brown and actually spent her 21st birthday in Mexico. Doing what 21-year-olds do, which was smoking weed and having drinks in Mexico.
Excellent.
Okay. So that's what I'd say. And I think that's exactly what she needs to do. Girl, stay away from that little boy. Leave him alone.
But having said that, I'm not sure that for every single person it's a one strike and you're out for life. I mean, people can come back from something like this, right?
Oh,
I mean, it's possible you can be rehabilitated from a mistake like this, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, look at Ike and Tina. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, he went upside her head for years. And
they
went on to have a great relationship, you know, and have many kids. And you know, that ended great.
I don't think you want to count on that, though. I hope she moves on.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, it's up to her. You know, she's a smart young lady, and I hope she does the right thing, which is holla at her boy, Nell Rivers.
Girl, holla!
Next up, well, damn it, DMX. This cat, man, you know.
He's not very smart.
I love DMX. No, he is not the brightest crayon in the box.
Uh-uh.
Apparently, see, okay, here's what had happened. Okay, what had happened was DMX had gotten into a verbal altercation with his CO. For those of you that don't know, that's a correctional officer, okay, in his little county jail.
Uh-huh.
The brother's in there serving 90 days. Okay, so they decided to put him into solitary confinement where they gave him a diet of bread and water for 90 days.
Okay.
On top of the pink jumpsuit. And my man snapped, okay? Apparently, he stole a tray from another inmate, refused to give the food back, and when he was confronted by a guard, he hurled the tray at the guard.
Mm.
For this, my man DMX will be facing a possible 8 years on top of the original 90 days, which he was originally sentenced to.
Wow, that's not smart.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that, you know, 32 times 90 days is a fair way to go ahead and settle that dispute. You know what I mean? You know, come on, man. Yeah, what's the guy got the next 8 years of his life to do? You know what I mean? Aside from live, you know, raise kids. You know what I mean? So, you know, hey, don't throw food at people, I guess is the moral of that. Black people, just stay the hell out of Arizona.
Okay. You think just in general?
Yeah,
that's
advice? Yeah, I'm sure John McCain has had an ass full of black people over the last couple of years. So let's go ahead and just do the brother a favor and just steer clear. You know, there are plenty of places in Colorado and Utah to go hang out.
Girl, holla!
Next up, we got the celebrity birthdays. We got my man Josh Groban. Apparently, Josh Groban, we've come to the consensus that he is the coolest man in the world that hasn't figured out how to make a hit song that doesn't involve sounding like a Tool.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
That's
very true.
Well, yeah.
He sells millions of records. He's got a fantastic voice. He just doesn't choose the kind of music that most of us enjoy. That's the problem.
Hey, somebody's buying the records. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know, guys doing Super Bowl and stuff like that. So, you know, I ain't mad at the brother. We got former first daughter Chelsea Clinton. Guys, give me. Okay, that's what I was going to ask here. Belle, hot or not? Chelsea?
She looks great now.
She does? Now.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, because she used to look like the girl from the Wendy's ad. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know,
right.
You know.
She's not her anymore.
Wait. She's much better looking now than she was, but she's not
still not Bellworthy.
She's not Bellworthy.
She's still pretty cute.
Yeah, but I think
cute now.
But you know what? I think we're saying that because we're comparing her with what she used to look like, not with other hot girls.
But her parents are super rich. So bell. That does help. Bell. So you give her the bell. Yeah. I guess we got to give her the bell.
I think
we got my girl Rosanda Chili Thomas of TLC. With a name like Rosanda, she had to be destined for greatness.
She's the one in TLC that's not dead or married to Mac 10.
She's the one in TLC that's not dead or married to Mac 10 and got dumped by Usher.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's a good way to go.
All right.
And we got my man James Worthy, the all-star Laker forward, is 48. This is the 19th anniversary of the day he was arrested for not one but two hookers in a sting by Houston police officers. You know, I got nothing wrong to say about that. I believe his the disposition was a $1,000 fine and some community service. And I don't know a man in the world that wouldn't take a $1,000 fine for two women. So big up to James. We've also got actress. Actress Elizabeth Taylor is 77. Her nose is 45. Her vagina is 104.
That ages faster?
Well, when you have eight husbands, yes, your vagina ages in dog years. All look, there's nothing wrong with having been around the block, but it's another thing to start a hop-on, hop-off bus tour. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Elizabeth, shout out. We got guitarist Adrian Smith of Iron Maiden is 52. Yes, loving the Iron Maiden, man. Greatest t-shirts ever. Singer Johnny Van Zandt of Lynyrd Skynyrd is 49. I went to high school with a child named Lynyrd, spelled the same way.
Beat him up? Did you beat that guy up?
Nah, man. Lynyrd was a cool dude, man. Plus, you don't mess with a cat whose parents were actually serious enough about Lynyrd Skynyrd to name him Lynyrd.
Yeah. That's true.
You know what I mean? That's not going to end well.
Yeah.
Actor Grant Cho of Melrose Place is 47. Donegal Logue. How do you pronounce his last name? Is it Lowe or Logue?
Logue.
It's Logue. It's Logue. I've always wondered
It's there,
that.
But it's very, very soft.
It's Logue. Okay, Donegal Logue.
Yeah.
Is of Life, and Grounded for Life is 43. And we've got guitarist Neil Sean of Journey is 55.
Yeah.
Okay, now, didn't this boy have a birthday yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah. Clapton Kane, yeah.
Can you imagine being on tour with Journey on, like, yesterday and today in, like, 1980? Just how awesome that would have been.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
This is why somebody needs to get on that damn time machine, man. You know,
get that working?
Yeah, well, you know, you could go back and you could stop things like, you know, Hitler and all that kind of stuff. But the real good use of that is to go back and party the Journey on the birthday of Neil Sean.
You would take care of Hitler, but that's not the highlight.
Not at all, man. I got to go back with Neil Sean, and I got to catch up with this Jesus guy. I heard he was amazing. And that is your man, Anel Rivers, with the K-Rock Showbiz Busy.
Thank you, Anel, and thanks to all of our special guests on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, including Russ Leatherman, a.k.a. Mr. Movie Phone. Go to 6secondreviews.com or moviephone.com for more on him. And thanks to Bo Burnham for stopping by. Very funny young man. The CD in stores on Tuesday, March 10th. Go to BoBurnham.com or check him out on YouTube.
On Monday morning, we have a giant announcement at 7:15.
Yes, we do.
Something that we think you will love. You should probably sign up for the K-Rock Street Team in the meantime, but then on Monday morning, we're going to announce something that we've never done before. How about that?
What does the street team do exactly? I mean, do you guys like actually take to the streets?
Yes, we make them go out and pick it.
That is awesome.
Drive-bys.
Drive-bys? Wow, man. I got to get down with that, man. Where can I sign up?
This afternoon at 5 o'clock, Psycho Mike has an undercover report from the Maid Cafe, which is where they will serve you cake.
Awesome.
That's what we hear. So come back at 5 this afternoon for that. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
And now you're here at the right time to sing along with Doe Bogart. How about that?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Sam Anderson.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Chaka solo.
Roll another one.
I'm at the basketball game.
Just like the other. What seems to be about to quit.
Yeah, I think you guys know, man.
And I need another hit.
Beautiful Cat Corbett is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including Linkin Park. Also, we got Weezer, The Killers, and The Offspring, all straight ahead on the world-famous K-Rock.
Nope.
Roll.
Seems
to be about
Kevin and Bean,
stop it. I don't have another cent.
Chicks love Wang Bone. Why do you think they have strap-ons and things of that nature?
Touch it!
Shout out to the west side.
Just pass it around.
Hug a black man today.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Oh, you guys be cool and eat fruit.
Just pass it.
Disgusting.
worst ending ever.
I think I'm going to be sick.
And to all who have listened, it has been my pleasure to serve you. This is not goodbye. This is just a brief parting. We will be back, and once again, in a loving embrace. Mahalo.
No, this is going to be hard for you to take, but I think you might just want to take a moment and just let it soak in. There's not really any easy way to put this, but what me and you had, it's no more. It's over with now.
Thank you for listening. God bless you. God bless Louisiana.
What?
And God bless America.
Look, I know it's Friday afternoon. We're supposed to be happy and in a good mood, but I'm not going to be satisfied until this Manny Ramirez things get settled, because this is just getting ridiculous at this point. Spring training has already begun. Where's Manny?
Well, in this economy, you know, how's he supposed to survive on $25 million for 1 year?
Exactly.
And the option of a second year at $20 million, even if he plays poorly. Or yeah. If he plays well, he can tear it up and take bids from other teams.
You can't eat on that, you guys.
He turned that down.
This is very puzzling to me, because it's not like there's a bidding war with a lot of other teams that are trying to get Manny. And he's always said that he loves the Dodgers, loves living and playing in Los Angeles, and wants to stay here. So what's holding up the contract being signed? Let's find out. We've got your favorite Dodgers outfitter on the phone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good afternoon, Manny. How are you, man?
Hola, baby. How are you, huh?
Very good. Thank you.
Well, we're fine. We first want to know if this is you who's turning down the Dodgers, or is this just your a-hole agent, Scott Boras, who's just playing, no pun intended, hardball with the team?
No, baby. Manny wants to play baseball in Los Angeles. I love to play baseball. That's what I do. I hit home runs,
right.
And I love Los Angeles.
Why don't you say yes?
I want to play here, baby. It's not Scott Boras. It's not a pressure for anybody else. I have a small list of the men to play baseball in Los Angeles, and they won't meet my demands. And as soon as they do, I'm ready to be Dodger.
Okay,
put
but
on
Manny,
blue and white and hit home run. Many home run.
Right. They're offering you a contract that would make you the second highest played player in baseball. I mean, what else can you want besides that?
Hey, baby, it's not about the money, baby. It's about the things I want to live here, to be Los Angeles man, and put on Dodger blue and white and hit home run, many home runs.
Okay, so $25 million is enough money.
It's not about the money.
Okay.
It's about the baseball. It's about the things that Manny want.
Okay.
I called Mr. McCord. I said, hey, Manny want this, Manny want that.
Okay,
they don't give me.
What are some of the things that you have on that list?
I want a shirt that says, I'm with Stupid, and it has an arrow that points to the left.
But Manny, you can buy that on Hollywood Boulevard
so
for
funny,
$6.
It's so funny. You sit next to a friend, and everybody's like, oh, that guy must be stupid.
Right, but $25 million is enough for T-shirts.
I want one of those
right.
Helmets with the beer in them, and you have a straw that goes to your mouth.
Right.
Silly. It's a hat, but you drink from it.
Right.
But what does that have to do with the Dodgers? That doesn't
so
have anything.
I want some Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You put them in their mouth.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Makes my mouth feel crazy.
Manny, you're just a goofball. You can buy all of this stuff with the money they're offering.
Buy it for me. Buy it for
so
me.
In
That's
addition,
all I want to play baseball.
So in addition to the $25 million, you want Pop Rocks.
And I want one of those singing fish you put on the wall.
Okay.
And you press that button. Take me to the river. Put me in the water.
Do they still make those?
Find one. I want my own taco truck.
Your own
what?
Taco
yeah.
truck.
Yeah. Drive around L.A. and say, hey, Manny's Tacos. Come get a taco. I make you a taco.
You've clearly checked out and lost your mind. And you sound way more retarded than the last time we talked to you, Manny.
A pterodactyl.
What?
Yeah.
Well, there isn't such thing as a pterodactyl. They're extinct.
I saw that on the internet. It's flying. It's a big one.
Right. But they don't exist.
I want to go to Sizzler.
Okay.
Well, that's easy.
Mm.
What, it was like, what, $12?
I want the Clippers.
The whole team?
Yeah, just give me the Clippers. That'd be great, huh?
Okay. Manny is checked out. He's just playing with us.
You can't have a city.
I'd be Manny Diego.
You can't have a city. Nobody has access.
It works. Come on.
We did the grand prize drawing this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We sent a K-Rock listener named Dustin Barella from San Pedro to Tokyo.
to see Rise Against. And we were talking about Tokyo the other day and some of the weird stuff that goes on there. For example,
we want to see Japanese people. We could have gone to the zoo.
Oh, Homer, come on.
Stop it. For example, you can rent a cat in Tokyo. You can rent a cat. In Tokyo.
Right. Never heard
apparently,
of that before.
Apparently, a lot of people in Tokyo, because the apartments are so small and there are so many people, space is just so tight, they can't have a pet. But they miss having a pet, and they like the therapeutic aspects of having a pet. So you pay, you know, $5 or something like that, and you get a cat for a half hour to sit in your lap, and you rub it. The cat.
Is that
what I'm talking about? No, I'm talking about the cat.
Oh. There's also
a place
called...
Yeah, that's just one of the weird places that they have.
There's also a place called the Maid Cafe, and this is where you go in and you get fed cake.
So far, so good. What's the downside?
I don't think there is one.
That sounds nice.
Lisa, they feed you cake by hand. I mean, it's not like they give you cake on a plate and you eat it with a fork. I mean, they cut it up and put it in your mouth for you.
Hand feed you cake.
Yes.
Hand feed you the cake.
Oh, I'd like to try it once.
As would I.
We were talking about that, and then we got some listeners who emailed us and says, hey, guys, there's a place kind of like that in Southern California, and we looked it up, and there's a place called Royal Tea, which is on Washington Boulevard in Culver City. And Psycho Mike, you went down there to find out what was up with the K-Rock microphones?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Now, it's about 3 minutes from K-Rock.
Right down the street here on Washington. It's awesome.
And what does it look like from the outside? Is it just...
It's super Japanese.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't hold anything back.
Right.
It's like neon lights and stuff, but it's real minimalist, but then there's like everything's outlined in neon. You walk inside and there's like anime artwork and robots.
Oh,
like
wow.
Super Japanese stuff.
They're actual robots?
Yeah. Right. I went in there because I was super excited thinking that there was going to be scantily clad people feeding me cake.
Yeah.
Which is, by the way, that's a really bizarre business.
Really? Right. I mean,
feeding you cake. That's odd. Okay.
Well, the whole thing to Americans seems incredibly outrageous.
Right.
The first person I encountered was the guy who makes all the tea. He's like the tea bartender. Mm-hmm. And I guess in this type of business, he runs things. He's the man.
He rules.
Yeah. His name is Ken Tanaka. So I wanted to get some idea of what was going down from Ken Tanaka.
Well, in Japan, there's something called otaku culture, which is like a Japanese nerd culture. Like here, it's comparable to a Star Wars. There are maid cafes where you can go and be served by a woman in a maid outfit, and she will usually you come and they welcome you by saying welcome back, master. And so it's sort of a role-playing kind of game, and depending on the cafe, there are many different maid cafes, but they will do kind of different things. Like some places have a maid massage where the maid will massage you while you drink your coffee. And
how thorough do these massages get?
It's not that kind of a massage that you are thinking of. But probably you could find that if you look hard in a red light district in Japan. But
would you say I could find some of these massage maid houses in L.A. if I looked hard enough?
I don't think so.
Damn it.
Maybe without the maid. If you pick up one of the weekly magazines in the newspaper box, I recommend Miss Saturn.
That's the one you recommend?
Maybe.
Maybe.
But how would I know? Because I wouldn't know. Because certainly I wouldn't know.
So this place... So in Japan, they will massage you while you eat your cake?
Yeah, it seems like what he was saying is that the maid cafes in Japan are much more extreme.
Okay.
Over here, they just kind of adopted some of the tenets of it, but it's not really as
well, they took out the good parts is what they did.
But they did have a ton of hot chicks there dressed in maid outfits.
That's okay. So weird.
Working as waitresses.
Okay.
So then I see this white woman who, you know, stuck out like a sore thumb, and she walks up to me and says, "Hi, I'm the owner." So I was like, "Oh, well,
she's not Japanese?"
No. Oh. And I said, "All right, well, let me talk to you. See what's going down with you starting a maid cafe in LA." And who am I talking to?
Susan Hancock, and I'm the owner of Royal Tea.
What inspired you to open up a maid cafe in America, in Los Angeles?
Well, there wasn't one, so we needed one, right?
Good answer.
Thank you.
Did you go over to Japan and check them out and then think, this is something that I need to bring back?
I really wanted to start a tea shop. And then some people that are Japanese were my consultants, and they were the ones that came up with the concept of the maid cafe, and they went to Japan and bought the costumes, the maid costumes, and we had a local designer design them.
Now, you mentioned consultants. Do you need any consultants to help you out in choosing the maids that come here and work? Because I'm always open and available.
That's so sweet of you to say that, and we've had a lot of volunteers. You wouldn't believe how many we've had.
So that's a no?
That's a no.
Not for me personally. Of course, I'm not asking for me. I'm just curious. Is there ever a chance that you might have attractive men that are scantily dressed come and take care of you here at a maid house?
Well, you know, we have at our parties. We've had
males that dress up as our maids, and that's a lot of fun too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it is. I mean, I don't care about that kind of stuff.
They have parties. They have maid cafe parties.
Yeah, it's a pretty big restaurant. That's one of the first things you notice when you walk in. You're like, man, this place is huge. They host events and stuff there. If you have a fashion line debut or an art show that you want to host, Royalty would be an awesome place to do it.
Does this look like a restaurant?
You know, not until you get about 15-20 yards into it.
Okay.
Because at first it just looks like an art gallery or and a shop, a connected shop. And then you get back there and you realize it's a restaurant. And it was really an excellent dining experience. I sat down and had some food.
Do they feed you cake?
No,
well,
unfortunately,
what's the point of that then?
Well, look. You get points for me right out of the gate for having hot Asian chicks in maid outfits.
True.
Anything that happens beyond that is just bonus for me.
Look, if you walk in and they hit you in the nuts with a baseball bat, they still win if they're hot Asian chicks in
outfits. Here's your plate of feces. All right, well, you got it's fine. You're in a maid outfit. So, the last person I wanted to talk to was one of the maids.
Yes.
And these girls, scale of 1 to 10? These girls are way hot. They are not. There's no ringers in there. They didn't hire anybody to for legal reasons. They had to hire an ugly chick. These chicks are hot and they are wearing really suggestive outfits. Awesome. So I said, I need to talk to Moe, who is my waitress.
What's your name?
Moe.
And you are a maid here at the Maid Cafe?
Yes, I am.
What are your duties? What do your duties entail here?
We're just a waitress, basically. And then we serve coffees, teas, and we bring lunches and dinner.
And look hot.
Look hot, yeah.
How does this differ from a maid cafe in Japan?
Well, we don't do special services because in Japan they blow on their food.
Blow on their food?
Yeah, they just make it cooler or something.
The food they blow on?
Yeah.
not the customers?
Yeah, and they sing, they dance, and they do lots of performances, but we don't do such a thing.
No special services here at the Royalty Cafe?
No, we don't do such a thing.
So no matter how much I tip you, you're not going to let me do the Royalty bag?
No, we don't. We won't.
No, back room, no VIP?
No,
massage?
No, not at all. No, we don't do that.
No matter how much I tip you?
No.
Well, you're a very beautiful woman. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Leave it to Mike to be the ugly American in America.
He was being nice. He was just offering.
Inquiring.
Just wanted to see what the menu was.
Yeah, and I was trying to think of some weird code word that maybe if you had, I want the chicken extra crispy, and maybe she would, break down and give me some
special. She gave you the code. She said that they would blow on your food.
Yeah.
I'd like you to blow on my food.
That excited me. But honestly, the place, besides the fact that they don't feed you cake, it was a way cool place to go have coffee or tea or grab lunch. It was awesome. And
good touch.
There's hot Asian chicks in maid outfits, if I haven't mentioned that.
I'm in.
All right.
Fantastic.
If ever there was a show that you need to be hearing what's going on during the records, this is the one. All right. We have received your emails. We got the message. We understand you miss Ralph Garman. You want him back for the Showbiz Beat. You want him back now. Well, I can't help you for today, but he will return from vacation Monday morning, bright and early on the Kevin and Bean Show. In the meantime, let's take a look at what's going on in the Showbiz Beat. Chris Martin, great guy, right? We all love the dude from Coldplay.
Great guy. Nice man.
He did an interview with the New York Post recently where he said, you know what, he's just too, these are not his words, the article surmises what he's saying is that he's too popular for his own sanity. He says he's tired of being the famous one in the group, and he's encouraging some of the other guys in the band to get in on the action. He's recommending that some of his bandmates start wearing crazy clothes and doing crazy things so that they become media targets and maybe people will leave Chris alone a little bit.
Good luck.
I can see that would become tiring, really. I mean, sometimes you're in a bad mood, you're at the store, whatever. I mean, I wouldn't want to be that famous.
Well, no, it's certainly been reported whenever he and Gwyneth had a fight somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
That's everywhere.
Well, part of the problem is that he's hilarious and smart and funny. He's got a great personality, so people are naturally drawn to hear what he has to say anyway. B, he's the lead singer of the band. You automatically get a little bit more attention because of that. I mean, he's the face of the guy in the, in the videos and stuff like that. And C, you're married to, to somebody who's also a paparazzi target, so therefore you're kind of asking for double attention that way.
They've gone out of their way to stay out of the press, though, those two. You know, together.
No, that's true. Yeah, absolutely.
No, you're right. And he won't talk about her.
That's true. Yeah.
But I don't think he's got a chance of getting away from it.
I don't either.
He's too big now. I know you love the Broadway, Lisa, but tell me, even you are not on board for this. Robin Williams with a one-man show.
Nope.
Has he said a funny thing in 25 years?
I imagine that experience to be
exhausting.
Yes.
Right? It really seems like it.
After
yeah.
about 10 minutes, you go, dude, we got to get out of here. I need a drink. I'm tired.
He is doing an 80-city tour that's going to be planned from April 28th to May 3rd at the Neil Simon Theater in Broadway. He also seems like the kind of guy who doesn't think for 1 second before he gets on stage what he's going to talk about, and he just riffs.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
And sometimes that's brilliant.
Yeah.
But
uh-huh.
most of the time, it's really not.
But there's no way it's going to be 80 minutes.
Of yeah, that's true.
No, no, that's pain.
Yeah. Madonna's new boyfriend is comparing himself to Jesus Christ.
Really?
In Touch magazine reports he's a 22-year-old model, Jesus Luis.
Ooh.
Or Luz, okay. I'm sorry. So his name is Jesus to begin with.
Right.
He says he doesn't care if people condemn him for his relationship with the 50-year-old beef jerky singer. He blogs, quote, "We cannot forget that Jesus was also condemned."
Oh, well, my God. And who's it's condemning him? I mean, really? Since Madonna, she's got a ton of money. Now we
well,
know
I'm sure his
name.
Friends are make. I'm sure his friends are making fun of him for making a poor choice, right?
The world's talking about him.
I guess
he's not going to be with her forever.
She's famous, but she's no longer hot, right?
No,
I mean,
no, but I'm just saying he. We now know his name.
That's true.
Being hit on it. His if he's a 22-year-old Latin model in New York City. All his friends are 20-something-year-old Latin models in New York City, and they're getting the hottest chicks in the world. They're clowning him right now. They're like, look at
that's
him.
Right.
Yeah, but we don't know them, do we?
No. That's true. That's a good point.
And by the way, closing your eyes and having sex with Madonna and pretending you like it is hardly on the same level as dying on a cross for the sins of man, okay? It's really not a fair comparison.
Are you sure? You want to think about that?
Same thing, dude. Same thing.
We reported yesterday, I believe, that the Octomom, Nadia Sulman, who I've just about had an ass full of, by the way, had been offered a $1 million deal from Vivid Entertainment, who's the largest porn makers in the world, to star in some X-rated movies. Well, she's turned it down. Despite the fact that they were offering the year's worth of health and dental insurance for herself and her 14 children, she has turned it down. She says, quote, "I think it's kind of funny that I got offered $1 million to make a porn. Those guys at Vivid Video must be nuts.
Yeah.
Who wants to see me naked?"
Good point.
Finally, some glint of awareness from this woman who I thought really had no idea of how anything in the world worked because of the choices that she makes. At least now she knows that nobody wants to see that, right?
I think I would have to check it out, but I wouldn't want to pay for it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't want the money to go to her, but I would want somebody else that I know to get it, and then I would check it out.
But only for like 3 minutes.
Just for a second.
She also says, besides, what will my 14 kids think when they grow up? That is not her problem. That's going to be the problem of the foster families that they're living with that time. So don't even worry about that.
Hopefully they won't know what went on. So, by the way, allegedly the movie she was going to star in was called Jungle of Pastrami.
Oh!
That or,
it was either that or Open the Curtains. One or the other.
Oh, boo,
so,
Kevin.
I'm just reporting what? I'm just reporting what I heard.
Kevin doesn't make the news. He just tells you the news, Lisa. You. Come on.
According to Reuters, Kanye West thinks Radiohead singer Tom York is maybe the only person who kind of reaches his level of creativity.
Well, it's very
big. Because Kanye is good.
He's brilliant.
Yeah, he says, I'm a genius. Who else in the music world is a genius? All right, maybe Tom York.
Yes. Hmm. So at the Grammys, just before the Grammys, he went back to say hi to Tom York. Tom York allegedly snubbed him. I don't know what that means exactly.
Yeah.
But Kanye said in a VH1 recording of Storytellers that, here's his quote, "So when he performed at the Grammys, I sat the F down."
Well,
so he showed
so
him.
There.
Bird.
I am the number one human being in music.
Right.
That means any person that's living or breathing is number two.
Okay. Kanye loves Kanye.
Yeah,
that's for
does.
Sure. Before we wrap up for the weekend, it is Friday, and that means you're thinking, hey, maybe the movies is where I want to head out this weekend. No, it is not where you want to head out this weekend, and here's why. Your new choices include the Jonas Brothers 3D concert experience film.
Yes!
Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li. Now, I'm not saying that there haven't been good video games turned into movies, because it has happened in the past. You tell me whether Street Fighter is likely to be one of them, although the beautiful Kristen Kruk from Smallville is in the movie, along with Chris Klein, Neil McDonald, and Michael Clark Duncan. Also, there's a new movie opening up this weekend in very limited release. You can find it in a couple of theaters in Southern California, starring Harrison Ford, who I think has lost the will to live,
yeah.
if you've heard clips from this movie.
Yes.
He Yeah, he's slowing way down. Also, Ray Liotta and Ashley Judd star. Again, that film is called Crossing Over. But if you watched the Oscars last weekend and you're thinking, hey, I'd like to check some of those out, it's going to be easier to find Kate Winslet's The Reader. That is expanding to about 1,000 theaters this weekend. Also, Slumdog Millionaire. Hard to believe there could be people who still haven't seen it. It won 8 Oscars last weekend, and it's going to be in a bunch more theaters starting today. So you got a chance to check that out. All right, today's celebrity birthdays before we go. How about Liz Taylor, Oscar-winning actress, still alive, shockingly, is 77 really? Years old
she's
today.
She's still alive?
It is kind of shocking.
By the way, she's
been on death's door a bunch of times.
Yes, that's what surprises me about her being 77. You see 90-year-olds that are in better shape than her.
Absolutely.
And she's been old and on death's door for 25 years.
And crazy for a long time. I mean, she makes Manny look normal.
Yeah, that's true.
She has had her share of health problems over the years, but she is still alive. Guitarist for the band Journey, Neil Schon, is 55 years old today. Laker great James Worthy, Big Game James, is 48 years old today. Terrific guy. We have him on the show from time to time. Actor Grant Cho from Melrose Place, most famously, and on the Swingers show on CBS this past season, is 47. Actor Donald Logue, who's on that great show called Life, turns 43 today. Chili from the band TLC is 38. And singer Josh Groban turns 28 today. And that is the K-Rock Show Biz Beat.
Fantastic. Monday morning, we have an all-new show for you, including Harvey Levin from TMZ.com telling you about what the celebrities did over the weekend. We also have Jimmy Kimmel on Monday's show. And we have a huge announcement that at 7:15 on Monday morning. We think that you'll love it. It's completely different than anything we've ever done before, but you might want to sign up for the street team. That'll help you. And 7:15 Monday morning, we'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, it is very cool. We're not overselling this. This is something that we're all very, very excited about. I think you will be, too. And it'll just make it easier for you if you're already a street team member, which is free to join through krock.com, and it only takes like about a minute, and they don't spam you or anything like that, so you'll have a good time. All right, 60 minutes of nonstop K-Rock music. You bet, coming up next with Nicole. How about the Postal Service? We also got some Beck on the way, Kings of Leon, Chili Peppers, the new one from the Killers, and more next on K-Rock.